10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Going and landing, I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I'm
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're around it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. The dude always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff. Like, nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I say, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking. And my back's against the wall. I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We gon' levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on.
Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no.
Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon' burn the whole house down.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, a blowout win yesterday for the Frisco Rough Riders gives Frisco a 2-1 lead in this six-game series with the San Antonio Missions here in Frisco, Texas. Hi again, everybody. Hi at Top Riders Field in Collin County, alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. My name's Josh Warden. Pleased to bring you game four of this six-game series right here from Riders Field. On the mound today for the Riders is Nick Krauth. The right-hander out of UConn at 23 years old gets his 13th start of the year with Frisco and his 18th appearance of the season in the minor leagues. He's 2-6 with a 6.59 earned run average. His counterpart today will be Bobby Malacky. It was a bit of a change here, and the Padres making some switches, but Malacky is the one who will get the start. The 38th round draft pick back in 2018 from Arizona Christian University, and he is getting his seventh appearance of the season for San Antonio, his third start, and a 4.05 earned run average for the right-hander. Frisco coming off a 10-3 win yesterday, 10 hits in the ballgame, including two home runs in the same inning. Aaron Zavala and Evan Carter put some distance between the Rough Riders and the Missions late in yesterday's ballgame. They'll try to secure at least a series split if they win today on this Friday evening and improve to 3-1 this week against San Antonio. We continue a conversation with Reed Burlingmeyer when we return. The relief pitcher for the Rough Riders is our pregame guest, part two of that conversation on the other side of this break. First pitch at 7:05 tonight, right here from Frisco. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Game four of this series with the San Antonio Missions coming up right here in Frisco. We continue a conversation with Reed Burlingmeyer here today on the pregame show. Burlingmeyer, the relief pitcher for the Rough Riders who just joined the team, played indie ball earlier this season. We'll get more into his story, the native of Normal, Illinois. So here is Reed Burlingmeyer.
You played your college ball in the Missouri Valley Conference, University of Illinois at Chicago. Tell me about your expectations of what your post-college career would be when you were in college playing for the Flames. What did you think it would look like after you spent, I think it was 3 years there? What did you expect?
Yeah, you know, I think after my sophomore year, we had a really good year. Ended up making a regional, and I think we had seven guys in that junior senior class get drafted. And it was at that point where I realized, you know, this might be something, you know, that happens with playing professional baseball. You know, I don't think I really expect to be playing for 4-5 plus years, but you know, here we are, and you know, it's been awesome just trying to get better every day and better every year and just constantly make improvements, and that's kind of where I'm at. So
yeah. Since we've gone back from earlier pro ball and college ball, let's go back even further. Tell me about childhood memories, early baseball. What was it like growing up? Some early baseball memories, little league, whatever it may have been. When did you really fall in love with the game?
Yeah, it was pretty early. You know, I have an older brother who's 5 years older than me. So, you know, I always kind of grew up in his shadow, just, you know, him showing me the game, you know, playing catch with him, long tossing, throwing him BP, stuff like that. But no, I played in a pony league growing up, so I was playing for all these different teams, and then finally made my first all-star team, I think, when I was like 10 or something like that, really early. It kind of took off from there, just getting on some good travel teams, and then really in high school, my senior year is when I started actually, you know, getting pretty good at pitching.
Yeah.
It was pretty late. Before that, I was mostly a shortstop, and then recruiting-wise, I was kind of recruited more as a two-way player. And then just kind of doing the pitching only thing my freshman fall of college. So it was a long process to kind of be that pitching only guy, you know, because I didn't always love pitching, but you know, my arm strength developed pretty quickly in college, and kind of took off from there. Yeah. But
a couple last things here with Reed Burlingmeyer on the pregame show. We touched on your indie ball time, but just want to come back a little bit during that stretch, both last season when you closed the season in Fargo and this season beginning the year in the American Association. When you were experiencing indie ball life and playing in independent ball, there's probably a spectrum of guys where it's really a grind and they don't want to be there. They just want to be in the minor leagues and this is just a time. Other guys may enjoy it, and to win a championship was a big thrill. Maybe there's a mix. What was your mentality? Were you grinding out and not really enjoying it? Were you having the time of your life and just enjoying baseball? Maybe a mix of both. Tell me about what that experience was like.
Yeah, I think the spot I was at in Fargo, you know, that team in particular does a really good job of...
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Halfway through this series here in Frisco between the Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. Here are the starting lineups for both teams as we make our way to game four of this six-game series. Leading off for San Antonio and playing first base today, Ripken Reyes stays in a spot in the lineup but moves over defensively from second base to first. Jackson Merrill's the shortstop once again and batting second. Went 3-for-4 with a home run yesterday. Juan Fernandez bats third and plays third. Daniel Johnson is the cleanup hitter and center fielder. Hitting fifth and playing second base, Marcos Castaño. Batting sixth, Brandon Valenzuela, the designated hitter. Hitting seventh and playing right field, Corey Howell. Then Chandler Siegel bats eighth and is the catcher. Justin Farmer rounds out the nine. He is the left fielder tonight for the Missions. Here's the starters for Carlos Cardoza, the first-year skipper for the Frisco Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala leads off and plays left field, checking in with his 50th game played of the season. He had a home run yesterday in the win over San Antonio. Luis Angel Acuna bats second and plays short. Evan Carter hits third and is the center fielder, also with a home run in yesterday's ballgame. Thomas Ajayi is the cleanup hitter and third baseman this evening. Josh Hatcher follows him in the lineup, batting fifth and playing first. Kellen Strom plays right field tonight. He bats sixth. Then it's David Garcia next in the lineup. He's the DH tonight. Scott Capers is the battery mate of Nick Krauth tonight, and he will bat eighth. Jax Biggers is the nine-hole hitter and the third baseman this evening for the Rough Riders. Wearing their white uniforms today against San Antonio in their road grays. Frisco winning yesterday. 10 runs on 10 hits to San Antonio's 3 runs on 9 hits. It wasn't the greatest defensive game ever, both teams committing 3 errors in the contest. But Grant Wolfram helped shut things down when the Rough Riders were in the field. Go-ahead run was at the plate early on in a 6-3 ball game. Frisco led 6-0, almost gave up that lead, but he shut it down. A strikeout, a foul out, retired 2 batters with the bases juiced, and Frisco never looked back, winning 10-3. Game four coming up. Zach Bigley has the call when we return. First pitch on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
Luis Angel Acuña wins it for the Rough Riders. A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Acuña to the warning track. It's out of here!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
Holy cow, that ball is smoked. That ball's gone. Jax Biggers pounds one over the Lazy River.
Thomas Sagesi, a titanic blast to left field.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
The Rough Riders have taken two of the first three games of this six-game series, and on a gorgeous Friday night in Frisco, Texas, it's time for Game 4. It's the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, the Frisco Rough Riders, against the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres, the San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. The Frisco Rough Riders come in at 9-9 in the second half against San Antonio, the first half champions, 7-11 in the second half of play. Alongside my partner, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along this evening. Ripken Reyes is almost set to go to start us off on a very warm but nonetheless beautiful day for baseball. Nick Crouth, the right-hander on the bump for Frisco. He looks in for his sign. He's got it in the first pitch of the game. Hums just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're underway at 7:05, right on time on this Friday evening. Crouth back into his wind once again in the 1-0. There's a fly ball into left center field with a bit of carry, but Evan Carter ranges over and makes the catch. One out in the first inning for Jackson Merrill, the number one prospect in the Padres organization, number nine in all of baseball. The shortstop has had one heck of a series, 7-for-16 so far with a home run. He's driven in 5 runs. He's also tripled and doubled. He's now 9 for his first 28 in AA. The pitch.
High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. One out, bases clear, just underway in Frisco. The Rough Riders looking to build a winning streak off of last night's victory, the 1-0. Slips outside, it's two balls and no strikes. Frisco, a 10-3 win over San Antonio in yesterday's ball game. 10 runs on 10 hits. A couple homers from Aaron Zavala and Evan Carter. 2-0 offering. Just inside, three balls and no strikes. Really close misses from Nick Krauth, the Rough Riders starter today. Here's the wind back in the 3-0. And just outside for ball four. A lot of close misses. And right around the zone to Merrill, but he draws a four-pitch walk with the one out and a runner at first base. Now it's Juan Fernandez coming to the plate, who's 4-in, playing in his 40th career game against the Rough Riders in his minor league career. Fernandez has played each of the last three seasons with San Antonio. This is game number 40 head-to-head against Frisco, hitting 305 in those games. Stretching the pitch. Letter high is strike. First pitch fastball, and it's 0-1. He has 44 hits in his prior 39 games against the Rough Riders. Krauth readies, and he brings in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good curve away, and it's 0-2. Our first pitch temperature today is 95 degrees with a feels like of 104 in Frisco. Sunshine up above, 12-mile-an-hour breeze blowing out to left field. Nick Krauth very thankful for that breeze. The 23-year-old ready from the stretch. He fires home. Low on outside. And it's one ball and two strikes on Fernandez, the third baseman for San Antonio. No score in the first. Krauth, the Concord, California native, went to UConn for just a few games as he was a non-drafted signee by the Rangers after 2020. The 1-2 off the outside corner in the dirt. Count flattens at two balls and two strikes. So far this season, he split time here in Frisco and three appearances with AAA Round Rock, with the Rough Riders making his 15th outing, his 13th start. In 54 2/3 innings, he's whiffed 38 to 16 walks. He readies and fires over to first base. Merrill is back in on his belly. Opponents hitting 292 against Nick Krauth this season with the Rough Riders. He had a bit of a troublesome start his last time out. The pitch. That one's rifled towards short, off Acuna's glove into left center field, and Merrill stops at second base. So Juan Fernandez had his 45th career hit against Rough Riders pitching. It's a single in the first inning. A hard line drive to the shortstop Acuna, who is playing in a double play depth with the runner at first base. And with nobody aboard, that's an easy line out to the shortstop. But he was playing about 10 feet in and had to jump up and try and make the catch, and it was just off the tip of his glove. So runners at first and second and one out, no score in the first. Here's Daniel Johnson, the initial pitch. On the inside corner, a strike out of the right hand of Nick Krauth. The left-handed batting Johnson now down 0-1 in the count. In his last seven games, Johnson hitting .364. He has the longest active on-base streak in those seven games on the roster. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. In terms of active players, Johnson just 2-for-9 in this series. But he has walked four times and scored a couple runs. San Antonio, three runs on nine hits on the offensive side yesterday. They stranded nine on the base paths. The 0-2. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. Evan Carter staring up into the blue sky. Comes in a couple steps, and he makes the catch. Merrill no tag at second base. Two outs in the first inning, and here's Marcus Castagnon. Runners at first and second. Marcos Castagnon is 4-for-11 in this series. Really the pivotal play of yesterday's game, or really two at-bats. Rough Riders were up 6-3 going into the top of the fourth inning. 6-0, I should say, and then three runs came in, so it was 6-3 in the fourth. The pitch. There's a fly ball charged to deep left center field. Zavala into the warning track. He watches it hit off the warning track up against the fence. Merrill comes in to score from second. Fernandez stopped at third. It's an RBI double for Marcos Castagnon. And it's 1-0 San Antonio. A line drive over Aaron Zavala's head into left center at 104 miles an hour off the bat. And nothing he could do to try to catch up to that ball. Castagnon has his second double and third RBI in just seven games at the double-A level. Runners at second and third, two outs for Brandon Valenzuela. Left-handed batter and the right-hander's first pitch. Fouled straight back over the netting, and it's 0-1. 1-0 San Antonio, top of the first inning. Well, in that ballgame yesterday, Rough Riders led 6-3, and the bases were loaded. Grant Wolfram then came out and replaced Ryan Garcia, the Rough Riders starter. Bases loaded in just one out, and got a strikeout and a pop-out to end the inning. And the Rough Riders went on to win at 10-3. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Once high and inside, it's one ball and one strike, but if he allows a few runs there, that ball game really changes entirely, but he was able to get out of it. Rough Riders' bullpen really shined outside of the offense as well in yesterday's game, throwing 5 2/3 scoreless innings. The 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes on the designated hitter, Valenzuela. He's playing in his 14th game at the AA level. A lot of relatively new faces for San Antonio here at this level. There's been a lot of movement in the Padres organization. Even earlier today as well. Here's the stretch in the pit. There's a fly ball into soft left field. Aaron Zavala coming on. He's got a beat on it. Two-handed grab out in front of his chest. Side retired in the first. One run across, though, on one hit. No errors. Make it two hits. No errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's San Antonio 1. The Rough Riders coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the first inning, Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to the San Antonio Missions in Game 4 of this six-game series. Aaron Zavala starts it off for Frisco. Luis Angel Acuña and Evan Carter to follow. Bobby Malacky makes the spot start in the first pitch. Over for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Jackson Wolf was slated to start in today's game, but was scratched late. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Outside corner with a changeup for a strike, and it's 0-2. And so it is Bobby Malacky. Ran into Jeff Andrews earlier today, the pitching coach for the Missions and former pitching coach for the Rough Riders. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. High and outside, it's a ball and two strikes on Zavala. And he said, here we were going into this game thinking we're going to be in good shape with Jackson Wolf, and now it's a bullpen day. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Strike three called, got him at the top of the zone with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Zavala sat down looking, and there's one away.
Base hit, first strike, 13, 3, 8, 9, 0,
There's Luis Angel Acuña. Acuña 3-for-12 in the series, but coming off a two-hit day yesterday. First pitch. Takes a first pitch slider down the heart of the plate to strike, and it's 0-1. 1-0 San Antonio in the bottom half of the first inning. 0-1. Swinging a roller back up over the hill. Castagnon's got it at second base and fires sidearm on the move to get Acuña at first, and there are two away. That was a bouncer up over Bobby Malacky. Back of the mound. Here's Evan Carter. Carter, left-handed batter. Riders trailing 1-0 in the first inning. First pitch is just low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Bobby Malacky making his third appearance this season against Frisco. 26-year-old has allowed 5 runs in 7 innings head-to-head against the Rough Riders. 1-0 is outside. It's 2-0. Malacky, originally a Washington Nationals draft pick back in 2018 out of Arizona Christian University. The pitch down low and inside. 3-0 on Carter. The Arizona native, 26 years old, is pitching in his sixth game, or I should say his seventh game with San Antonio this year. 3-0. That one clips the outer edge of strike, and it's 3-1. 4.50 ERA, allowing 9 runs, all earned in 18 innings. 3-1. High and outside, 4. Evan Carter coaxes a walk. 2-out base runner for Frisco, and Thomas Sejacy stands in. Bobby Malacky, one of those games, a start against the Rough Riders earlier this year. That start earlier against the Rough Riders was his first start since August 22nd, 2021. He came back on July the 2nd in San Antonio. First pitch to Sejacy is a breaking ball. Right at the bottom of the zone, middle of the plate, a strike, and it's 0-1. Both Evan Carter and Thomas Sejacy have homers against Malacky this season. 1-0 San Antonio in the first. The 0-1. Sejacy swings and misses at a high fastball up and in, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders hoping from similar production on the offensive side today that they saw yesterday from both Carter and Sejacy, both with multiple hit affairs. Sejacy tied a career high with 3 runs scored, singling twice and reaching on an error. Malacky from the stretch, the 0-2. There's a foul out of play behind home, and it's still 0-2. Let's quickly get to the defense behind Bobby Malacky today in the first inning. It's Justin Farmer in left, Daniel Johnson in center, and Corey Howell roaming in right field. Juan Fernandez has third, Jackson Merrill at shortstop. Marcos Castagnon is the second baseman, while Ripken Reyes is at first. And Chandler Siegel does the catching behind home for Malacky. Readies and fires over to first base. Carter's back in standing. Evan Carter, 11-for-17 in stolen bases this year. The right-hander Malacky looks in for his sign. He's got it, ready from the stretch. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball low and outside. And Thomas Sejacy goes down on strikes to end the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Top second coming up. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Missions 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game,
Clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders down 1-0 to the top of the second inning alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you in Frisco, Texas. Corey Howell to start things off for San Antonio, followed by Chandler Siegel and Justin Farmer. It's the bottom third of the order for the Missions. Howell has a homer in this series, though he's just 2-for-10, hitting 189 on the year. Helicopter goes over the top of us, and the first pitch is grounded foul at the plate. It's 0-1. Feels like we're in San Antonio, right next to the Air Force Base with all those planes flying overhead, and Corey Howell fouled it off himself, and hopefully he's okay. Walking it off.
I'd like to be the helicopter pilot who gets to fly over baseball fields. That's just a cool view.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, what better view do you get than high atop a baseball diamond? Who gets to do that?
Would you rather be the pilot or the passenger? Because I feel like the pilot doesn't get to look as much.
He shouldn't be, actually.
As a passenger, I don't want my pilot looking.
Fair. That is valid. That's a valid point.
Well, Hal's good to go. Shaking it off.
You know how if you're looking one direction, you tend to walk that way, like you lean that direction?
The 0-1. Ground ball foul up the third base line, and it's 0-2.
I'm no helicopter pilot, but I worry that's the same. So if I was the pilot, look at that baseball field. Uh-oh. So anyways, don't put me behind the wheel. It's not a wheel. I don't know.
Joystick?
Is that what it is?
Pitch is outside, and it's 1-2.
Have you ever piloted a helicopter?
I can't say that I have.
Is it a joystick?
I'm no Tom Cruise.
Yeah, me neither.
0-2. Swinging a pop-up foul to the right side. It's still 1-2. That's what it looks like in movies.
Yeah.
It's the only experience that I have.
Works for me.
Okay. We'll go with that. Al calls time and steps out. 1-2 to start off the second inning as the Missions got their lone run in the first inning and an RBI double from Marcos Castagnon. Krauth back into his wind, the 1-2. Swinging a little roller back to the hill. Krauth with a bare hand, fires off balance to first, and it's in time. Great play from Nick Krauth. He spun around, went to the bare hand off to the left side of the mound to his right, and he was able to make the play with his momentum falling away from first base. Right on target to first as well. One away, and here's Chandler Siegel. Right-handed batter, 1-for-5 in the series. First pitch, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have won two of the first three games in this series. And when they have done it with pretty good offense. In fact, in all three of the games, the team that has won has had double-digit hits. The pitch is sent high in the air out to right center field. Kellen Strom back on it. He's there to make the grab. 2-1. Justin Farmer takes his turn. It's 1-0 Missions. Rough Riders, 6 runs on 10 hits in Game 1. The Missions, 13 runs on 19 hits in Game 2. And then Frisco, 10 runs on 10 hits in last night's affair. The key to winning in this series, score some runs with a lot of hits. First pitch to Farmer. A high and inside. It's 1-0. Farmer has had a tough time at the AA level so far, hitting just 0-83 through 12 games. The 1-0. There's a fly ball into center field. Evan Carter had it played perfectly, shaded to the pole side. He's there to make the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Crowth in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 1-0 Mission. So the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher starts it for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the second inning. Frisco trailing 1-0 to San Antonio. Josh Hatcher, Kellen Strom, David Garcia, 5, 6, and 7 in the Rough Riders order against Bobby Malacky for his second inning, who winds back and offers. Hatcher swings, puts a charge into one to deep center field. Johnson to the warning track, still going at the fence. It's out of here! Josh Hatcher goes large to deep center field. 420-foot shot, 108 off the bat. And it's a tie ball game at 1-1. He got all of it. 420-foot home run for Josh Hatcher. It's his fourth of the season. Kellen Strom makes his way in. Well, that's a great way to start it off on the offensive side in the second. First pitch to Stromy is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Josh Hatcher getting all of his fourth AA home run of the season, give him 20 RBIs, and in 11 games in the month of July, he has now driven in 16 runs. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. A tie ball game at 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A little roller towards the shortstop, Merrill, who's got it on a backhand. A scissor step, and he fires across to beat Strom by half a step. One away. Base is clear for David Garcia. Garcia playing his 12th game this season with the Rough Riders. Missing 58 games with a hamate bone injury. First pitch is on the outside edge, just a little bit off it, and it's 1-0. Garcia said he doesn't really feel any pain. He'll feel it sometimes not being there as he got it removed when he's swinging. Doesn't matter left or right, the pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 1-1 as he is a switch hitter. Batting from the left side now against the right-hander Malacky. The only thing that he still feels, though, is the hardness of the area where he got the surgery. So there's still a scar that's pretty hard there. It doesn't hurt anymore. The 1-1. Down in the dirt. It's 2-1, but he is just so thrilled to be back in Frisco and playing again. Back with the Rough Riders for another season. The right-hander, Malacky, The 2-1 is just high, and it's three balls and one strike. Really great guy to be around, and a guy who's made so many strides defensively over the last couple of years. A 3-1 pitch. Top of the zone, a strike, and it's 3-2. He said he's really improved on the communication side with pitchers and really learning those guys. And this is a guy who doesn't speak English as his first language. The Venezuela native had a tough time at first learning English, but he's really picked it up well. A 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a fastball. It's the third strikeout for Bobby Malachi. Two away for Scott Capers. Capers stands in from the right side. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Breaking ball low and outside, 1-0. There's still an image that sticks in your brain from the beginning of the season during a team meeting for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul back into Siegel's glove, and it's 1-1. Luis Angel Acuna, the Rough Riders shortstop, is still learning English. He's getting better at it, but it still isn't very good for him right now. And during all the team meetings, as different players and different coaches and the Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza would speak, David Garcia was sitting there right next to Luis Angel Acuna and translating every single word right to him. The 1-1 is inside. It's two balls and one strike, and that really speaks to who David Garcia is as a person and as a teammate and as a friend. How far he's come over the last couple of years. Two balls and one strike. The pitch. Capers watches low and outside of the dirt. He checked his swing upon appeal with Ben Engstrand, our first base umpire, and it's three balls and one strike. The sun will set off to our left. It's long shadows being cast, nearly parallel with the first base line. Almost the entire infield except for the right side engulfed in shade. The 3-1. Cued off the end of the bat. Foul back behind home. And it's 3-2 on Capers. Malachi climbs back to the top of the hill with gray cleats to match his all-gray uniform and a navy blue ball cap with a gray cap. He winds back and deals. It's strike three called on the inside corner. Got him with a cut fastball, and he froze Scott Capers for his fourth strikeout. But the Rough Riders tie the game with a solo home run from Josh Hatcher here in the second. Top of the third inning next. Rough Riders ambitions tied at one. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, tie score as we move on to the third inning here in Frisco, Texas. Nick Krauth back to the hill, 1-1 tie with the Missions. Ripken Reyes in the top of the order in the top of the third. First pitch is inside, hit him on the back of the leg, and Ripken Reyes does what he does best, get hit by pitches. his 34th of the season to lead professional baseball.
It's almost unbelievable at some point, isn't it? How it just keeps happening.
I mean, there are some logical reasons that guys can get hit more. You crowd the plate, you don't jump away. But, I mean, that one would have hit anybody.
Exactly.
So I don't get it. But there he is at first base. Ripken Reyes gets hit again. Jackson Merrill takes a breaking ball outside. And ball one. It's the fifth time just against the Rough Riders this season. The Ripken Reyes has been hit by a pitch 34 times this season overall. The 1-0 pitch to Merrill is fouled back. It's 1-1. He also walks a bunch. He had, coming into tonight, 33 walks and 33 hit by pitches. And now he jumps ahead in the latter category with his 34th HBP. He's at first base, taking a modest lead. He did get picked off yesterday, trying to avoid that fate tonight. 1-1, bunts it up the third baseline. Great bunt coming in. It's to J.C. Third baseman has no play. A little single up the third baseline for Jackson Merrill, laying one down in perfect position. And he has himself another base hit, his eighth of the week. Merrill now 8-for-16 for the young 20-year-old. Over the course of the series, he's hit for the cycle, not in one game, but three extra base hits, one of each type, including a home run yesterday. Now he's walked and singled today. But Nick Crowell talking with Scott Capers and Jax Biggers on the mound after the first two guys reach base. Juan Fernandez will be the hitter who singled in the first inning when the Missions scored on a two-out double from Marcos Castagnon. Gave them a 1-0 lead, and then Josh Hatcher erased it with his home run to straightaway center field last inning. So it's a 1-1 tie, but the Missions now trying to cancel out that tie score, get the lead right back as quickly as they can. Fernandez, who got the day off yesterday, went 3-for-6 on Wednesday with a home run. Hits from the right side. After the mound visit, we're ready to go. First pitch is above the belt, and ball one. Nick Crowth coming off a difficult start in Amarillo, 8 earned runs in 3 innings. He did strike out 6, good strikeout numbers in the ballgame. A 1-0 breaking ball hit up the third base side, diving for it. It's to J.C., a fair ball past him down the left field corner. Ripken Reyes scores, Merrill stops at third. It's a double for Juan Fernandez on a roller up the third base side that was not all that hard hit, but Sajasi playing off the line wasn't able to close the gap next to the bag, and a roll past him down the left field corner for a no-out double. And an RBI for Juan Fernandez. That makes it 2-1. San Antonio reclaims the lead. Reyes scores from second, Merrill to third. Fernandez at second, and Daniel Johnson the hitter. With nobody out, first pitch to him is hit foul behind home. So the first three batters all reach for San Antonio. On a hit batter, a single, and a double for an RBI. Fernandez 2-for-2 today. The 0-1 to Daniel Johnson is over the plate, a touch high. And on appeal, Johnson held back on its check swing. It's 1-1. Although Nick Crowth's toughest start of the season, perhaps it was his most recent start. One of his best was against San Antonio. 1-1 offering is, again, high, 2-1. It was his first start of the year, April 14th. He went 5 innings of shutout baseball, only one hit allowed to the Missions at the Wolf. Now facing them again. 2-1 pitch is fouled right at the plate, caroming off of either Scott Capers or the home plate umpire Chris Presley Murphy. And a 2-2 count to Daniel Johnson. Still nobody out, and 2 in scoring position for the Missions. Scoring one run this inning to take a 2-1 lead. Outfield shifted over to the right a bit, playing deep, especially in left field for Zavala. The 2-2 is hit to right field and high, shallow. Biggers dropping back. The second baseman now comes back into the back of the dirt. Makes the grab, and the runners hold. That's the first out of the inning, getting Daniel Johnson to pop out. So Nick Crowth puts away Johnson. Now will face Marcos Castagnon, who had the first RBI of the game. That was on a double back in the first inning. The weird thing for those two games for Nick Krauth, although he allowed 8 earned runs in his last start, he had 6 strikeouts in that game. Well, his best start of the season, that one against San Antonio with 5 shutout innings, he did not strike out anybody that game. First pitch to Castagnon is a bit high and in. Ball one. It goes to show, I mean, strikeout numbers, that's usually good. It usually means you're getting a lot of swing and miss and really painting the corners, good breaking ball stuff. But there are times where pitching to contact can work. A 1-0 to Castagnon is upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. Especially when you're in San Antonio, pitcher-friendly ballpark. So putting the ball in play is not as dangerous as in Amarillo, which now is on the road at the most hitter-friendly ballpark in the league. And so Nick Krauth a bit of pushed around by the environment a bit, using it to his advantage or being taken advantage of in the more recent example. The 2-0 pitch is outside. Falls behind, 3 balls, no strikes. 2 missions, runners in scoring position, leading by 1 over Frisco. Zavala playing even deeper in left field. He's sniffing the warning track out in left. 3-0 pitch. A slider just off the plate and a 4-pitch walk to load the bases. Castagnon aboard. Brandon Valenzuela will have the bases loaded opportunity. A switch hitting designated hitter tonight. He's followed by 3 straight right-hand hitters in the lineup. Nick Krauth, the right-hand pitcher, if he can get through Valenzuela, will have a more fortuitous spot in the lineup, at least in terms of handedness. Valenzuela hitting .286 on the season, just joining the missions late last month. Bases juiced, 1 out. He swings to the first pitch, a ground ball off the glove of Hatcher into right field. It'll score at least 2. Coming in to score is Johnson. Fernandez also coming home. Valenzuela up to second, a 2-RBI double. And the missions take a 4-1 lead. Hatcher had a chance at it, stabbing towards it, the first base side, diving towards the chalk, and was unable to corral it, bouncing off the webbing up the right field corner, and Kellen Strom got it back in, but no chance to get anybody. Jackson Merrill comes home, Juan Fernandez scores, and Marcos Castagnon to third. Valenzuela to second, Corey Howell the batter. 1 out, 2 in scoring position. First pitch is high and tight, ball one.
Unfortunately, one of the problems for Nick Krauth this year has been the second time through the order. The third and the fourth innings combined this year, he's allowed 21 runs.
1-0 toss is outside, 2 balls and no strikes.
Just to put that in perspective, through the first 2 innings combined, he's allowed just 7 runs combined. The second and the third time through the order have been a little tumultuous for him, and that's the case here today with starting off this third inning the second time through.
2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss from Corey Howell. It's 2-1. One of those times it went better towards the middle to late part of the game was his last start against San Antonio on the 1st of July. He pitched into the 5th inning and was still not giving up all that much good contact. The 2-1 pitch, Howell takes it inside, 3-1. There were 2 outs in the 5th inning, tie score in San Antonio, and an errant pickoff move scored a run, made it 2-1 San Antonio. He struck out the next guy in the very next pitch and ended his day. 3-1 pitch, a check swing. It's outside on appeal. No swing, and the bases are loaded.
And he is not getting any calls right now from Chris Presley Murphy, the home plate umpire. And when you're a guy who relies on painting the outside corner as much as Nick Krauth does, you got to get that outside corner call. He has not been getting that today.
2 walks in the inning, plus a hit batter. A single and a double along the way. Chandler Siegel hit with the bases juiced and 1 out. 4-1 San Antonio in the top of the 3rd inning. Outfield playing deep, or medium distance and right. First pitch to Siegel is above the belt, and ball one. Not the best luck against San Antonio. He struck out the next guy, Nick Krauth did, to end his day after the error made it 2-1, and then nobody scored the rest of the game. So he took the loss on July 1st. A 1-0 pitch is outside, 2-0. That's a tough way to lose a game, to have a tie score. You're about to get out of the inning, just an error scores the run, next pitch, strikeout, and that's it. Nobody else scores in the next 4 innings. And that was the difference in that game. Now today, this inning has not gone its way. 3rd inning, 2-0 pitch is flying to right field, playable for Kellen Strom. He has to jog towards the warning track, turns around on it, makes the catch. Tagging from third, Castagnon comes in. The throw goes to second. And a run comes home on a sacrifice fly. Chandler Siegel picks up the RBI. And it's now 5-1 San Antonio. Brandon Valenzuela advances to third on the sequence. Castagnon scores. Corey Howell stays at first. And now Justin Farmer will be the ninth. And hopefully for Krauth, last batter to come to the plate this inning. There are a few riders, relievers getting loose out of the bullpen, just stretching.
Sorry, Josh. The really smart play by Kellen Strom there, not allowing Farmer to tag and move to second base.
Two outs, first pitch to Justin Farmer, hit him near the hand. It came up and in on him, and he started to move his wrists away from it, but it clipped his hand or wrist area. He doesn't need to be injured, but he does get clipped by that ball, and now the bases are once again loaded. First pitch hit batter, and this inning continues the way it started. Ripken Reyes, who got hit on the very first pitch of this inning, now comes up again after a first pitch hit by pitch to Justin Farmer. So Reyes's second chance of the inning with the bases loaded and two down. Four runs in to make it 5-1. First pitch to Reyes, grounded up the right side, foul by about 2 feet. Josh Hatcher fields it, but in foul ground.
Talk about Reyes kind of unexplainably being hit 34 times this year. Nick Krauth is now hit, combined between his time here in AA and AAA as well, 12 batters this season in 17 games.
Base is loaded for Ripken Reyes. Switch hitter hitting left. The 0-1 is hit foul the other way. Left side over the Frisco bullpen. Frisco had just gotten the tying run last half inning on a Josh Hatcher home run. But San Antonio, although they gave up the lead, took it right back in a game of keep away, and they are holding now the more sizable advantage. The 0-2 pitch is high for a ball. Reyes scored earlier this inning, so did Jackson Merrill and Juan Fernandez, as did Marcos Castagnon. So four runs in, it's 5-1 San Antonio. One ball, two strikes, with the bases loaded. Nick Krauth comes set with his hands in front of his chest. He kicks, and a backdoor slider just misses outside. Two balls and two strikes to Ripken Reyes. Valenzuela at third, Corey Howell at second, and Ripken Reyes at first. Next pitch to Reyes is inside. Did it hit him again or did it hit the handle of the bat? It's the latter. It's a foul ball. It was nearly an RBI hit by pitch. He would have been hit twice in one inning had that just gone off his knuckles instead of the bottom of the bat. And luckily for Nick Krauth, it was the bat. Ripken Reyes doesn't argue it at all. Sheesh, he just everything is inside to him. And stuff always happens when Ripken Reyes is at the plate. The bases loaded and two outs. Nick Krauth trying to get out of it. 26 pitches in this inning for Krauth. 5-1 San Antonio. He comes set for his 27th of the third inning. He deals, and a ground ball foul at the first base side once again. Ripken Reyes extends the inning and the at-bat. He flew out to center his first chance against Krauth and then got hit to begin this inning. Now a second chance here in the third. Two balls, two strikes to Ripken Reyes. Bases loaded for him. 5-1 San Antonio. Here's the pitch. It is inside. Almost clipped him on the back foot. And now ball three. Bases loaded in a full count with two outs. Frisco hoping the deficit stays somewhat playable here in the third inning. Down by four, but a lot of time to make up that deficit, but it could get bigger. Here's the payoff. Swung on a line drive towards left field. Aaron Zavala is able to get there just a few steps. He makes the catch, and the inning finally comes to an end. Ripken Reyes starts and ends it. A hit batter, he scores and then flies out to end the frame, but four runs in. On three hits, two of them doubles, And San Antonio takes the 5-1 lead over the Rough Riders. Bottom of the third coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, after a big inning for the San Antonio Missions, the Frisco Rough Riders try to replicate what the Missions just did to Frisco. A 4-1 inning for the Missions. And now Jax Biggers will lead off for the Frisco Rough Riders in the bottom half of the third inning. It's James Burke on the hill for the San Antonio Missions. Right-hander deals in with a breaking ball high and ball one. A righty-lefty matchup with Jax Biggers at the plate, the only guy in this ballgame who has not yet gotten a plate appearance. That changes now to begin the third. The 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner at strike one to Jax Biggers. So James Burke enters for the Missions. Former 14th round pick back in 2014 out of the University of Michigan. He's pitched in the major leagues back in 2019 and 2020. In 7 games over those couple of seasons. Pitching in the Padres organization. Here's his 1-1. And the breaking ball. It's high and outside. 2-1 to Jax Biggers. It's his 11th appearance of the season for the Missions. A 3.65 ERA this season over 12 innings. Pitch in the Cubs organization last year after a long stint with the Nationals. The 2-1 is outside. And Biggers draws into a very hitters-friendly count. 3-1. To be followed by the top of the order, Aaron Zavala is next. And Luis Angel Acuna will also take a trip to the plate here in the third. The 3-1 pitch to Jax Biggers is rifled towards right field. That finds some grass, a base hit right towards Corey Howell. And Jax Biggers has a single to lead off the third. Smash it over the first baseman, Reyes. And Jax Biggers turns around a fastball in the inner half. It's a barrel on his first hit of the series. It's just his second game this week. He was 0-3 on Wednesday with a walk. And now he's aboard to lead off the third inning. Frisco could use some base runners here, trailing 5-1. Aaron Zavala steps in from the left side. Burke's first pitch to Aaron Zavala is taken letter high in ball one. Juan Fernandez, the third baseman for the Missions, playing with his toes just behind the grass. He's almost alone on the left side of the infield. Jackson Merrill, the shortstop, is in legal position, but just a few steps to the left of second base. The 1-0, and Zavala watches it in the dirt for ball two. Marcos Castagnon, the second baseman, shaded a bit towards the back there, towards double play combo. Still near the back of the infield are the middle infielders. The outfielders playing pretty much normal positioning. Ripken Reyes, the first baseman, holding on the runner Biggers at first base. The 2-0 deal from James Burke is down and in, gets through the legs of Siegel to the backstop, and Jax Biggers picks up 90 feet. A wild pitch advancing Biggers into second. And now Aaron Zavala has a 3-0 count. Siegel trots out to chat with James Byrne. Maybe got crossed up. Initially thought wild pitch, maybe a fastball.
Well, it looked like, you know, with Siegel, with the quality of catcher that he is, you usually don't see a ball get past him if it doesn't hit the dirt. So it could have been crossed up for sure.
That seems likely, especially with the immediate conversation that Chandler Siegel had right afterwards. He usually says they weren't on the right page, or now they're worried about Biggers being at second, changing the sequencing. Three balls, no strikes to Zavala. He takes over the outer half and the first strike of the at-bat. Zavala playing his 50th game this season. Was injured and wasn't able to start the season with Frisco, but has stayed healthy once he rejoined the team back in May. The 3-1 pitch to Zavala is outside. He draws a walk. Jax Biggers stays at second base. Zavala with a 5-pitch free pass. Now Luis Angel Acuna comes in to hit against James Burke. Acuna went 2-for-4 yesterday with a 2-RBI single. He stole a base, scored a run. That regave him the Texas League lead in stolen bases. He's been in that first position all season long until yesterday. Threw into a ties. He was tied for first in stolen bases. Not any longer. He's back at first. First pitch is low and away for a ball. He's now 37-for-40 in stolen bases. Jonathan Classe of the Arkansas Travelers got to 36. They actually both attempted a steal yesterday, Classe and Acuna, in their respective games, but only one of them was successful. Here's the 1-0 to Acuna. He checked his swing. I probably went around. And don't even need to appeal. He did go. Strike one on Luis Angel. Two aboard for the Rough Riders, trailing 5-1 in the bottom half of the third inning. Acuna successful. He's only gotten caught three times this season. He's 37-for-40. Classe, as good of a runner as he is, has a lower percentage, 36-for-44. But they're two of the best in the league. The 1-1. Acuna swings and laces it down the right side, hooking foul, or slicing, I should say. It goes foul, landing near the bullpen for San Antonio. And now a 1-2 count to Acuna.
What you're saying is Acuna's better.
Absolutely. I mean, statistically, yes. I mean, no disrespect to Classe. He's a young player and a great prospect for the Mariners, but Acuna, a better percentage.
The only thing is Classe also has 53 steals this year total, including his high A.
Fair point. That should be taken into consideration. That is valid. Here's the 1-2 to Acuna. He grounds it softly up the third base side, hits the chalk line, and bounces foul about 90% the way up the third base side before it reached the bag, and Juan Fernandez gloves it. And a foul ball once again. 1-2 still to count. Acuna does lead the team and is one of the league leaders in runs scored, in no small part because of how many stolen bases he has, putting himself in position to score. 61 times he has touched home plate. And it could have been even more. Consider this stat, Zach. Earlier this season, Luis Angel Acuna went 25 consecutive games where he was left on base at least once.
Wow.
25 games in a row where he could have scored and still did score in some of those games. But that's the longest streak the entire season. The 1-2 to Acuna. He hits it hard to right field, hanging up in the air towards the line, and that goes foul to the San Antonio dugout. And another foul ball for Acuna, alternating sides.
Well, it kind of goes into the runners in scoring position that we normally talk about. Rough Riders middle of the pack in the Texas League, currently fifth with batting average with runners in scoring position. And you want to score Acuna as many times as possible.
Yeah. 1-2 pitch again is outside. Two balls and two strikes. Luis Angel Acuna was back in May and June in which he had that streak. Again, the longest streak this whole year in which any guy has been left on base. Not a good streak to get left on base that many times in a row, but it also means that, yeah, you're getting on base, so it's not all bad. Two balls, two strikes, two on for the Rough Riders, trailing by four. And now a pitch clock violation as James Burke took too long. And after Luis Angel Acuna fouled off three pitches in a row, he now has a 3-2 count. It was 1-2 for a while with three foul balls. One of them he jogged all the way to first on as it was a roller up the third baseline. So it's been a while since there was a ball in the at-bat, but now two in a row with one pitch getting there. Three balls, two strikes. Still nobody out in the third inning. The pitch is high and tight. Ball four. The pitch clock violation comes into play. And Luis Angel Acuna, a hard-earned walk that took about 2 minutes of real time. And he's aboard back-to-back free passes now off of James Burke. The first three hitters all reach base for the Rough Riders after the single from Jax Biggers. He's now at third. Aaron Zavala to second. Acuna at first, and Evan Carter comes up. Bases loaded, tying run at the plate with nobody out. So bases loaded for Evan Carter after a mound visit for James Burke. Outfield playing him straight up. They've been playing fairly deep. They're not playing shallow here, but not as deep as they have been at various times this series. No wind, really. A soft wind in. First pitch to Carter is hit over the left side and foul, looping about 15 to 20 rows back in the stands. Shadows covering the entire playing surface now, with the waterfall and the lazy river still in the sun out beyond right field. Part of the wall in right, just with a little sun still on it. Base is loaded for Carter, the 0-1. It is just outside, not by much. Ball one. Jax Biggers singled. Aaron Zavala walked. Luis Angel Acuna walked. And the Rough Riders setting the table to erase at least part of the deficit, 5-1. The 1-1 pitch is at the knees, just below, and ball two. As much as Nick Kraft may be disappointed that he was getting squeezed last inning, give credit to Chris Presley Murphy that he is calling it both ways. His pitches on the paint, he is not giving to either team, so he's been fair. I'll give him that. The 2-1 to Evan Carter is outside, not close. Three balls and a strike. James Burke kind of flexes afterwards and mutters to himself. One ball away from walking in a run. And still nobody out in the third inning. Evan Carter stares at James Burke. He looks down as his shoes, does Burke, and now looks up. His 3-1 pitch swung on and lifted to left field, not deep. Justin Farmer running in. Biggers will not be running. Catch, and Biggers takes a step off third and stays there. Good throw from Farmer. And it's an unproductive fly out for Evan Carter, swinging away on a 3-1 pitch. Made decent contact, but not deep enough. One out in the inning, and Thomas and JC in the batter. A righty-righty matchup. Nobody on the team hits better against right-hand pitchers than Thomas Cijasi. You'd think it'd be a left-hand hitter, but no, it's Cijasi. Hitting 323 this season against righties in a big sample size. He's played the most games out of anybody. The first pitch to Thomas Cijasi is low, ball one. Bases loaded. James Burke got back from a 3-1 count against Evan Carter to get an out, but still only one out in the inning. The Rough Riders open to not squander this opportunity. Gave up four runs in the top half of this inning. And to get at least one or two runs back would be big. And who knows, it could be more. One out, bases juiced. A 1-0 pitch. Is right down the middle, bit high, but takes the zone and is strike one to Cijasi. One ball, one strike to Tommy. Struck out swinging back in the first inning against Bobby Malacky. Now his first chance against James Burke. Tying run at the plate. Here's the 1-1. It is in the dirt. Good block from Siegel to make sure Biggers stays at third base. Two balls and one strike from James Burke. This is his first inning of work, and they already have a reliever out on the bullpen. Looks like Lake Bacher is out there. The right-hander may have to come in this inning, but James Burke trying to get out of it. The 2-1 toss is high, ball three. The infield is playing back, so a ground ball up the middle could trade a run, but it's also in double play territory, and the middle infielder is hoping for exactly that. Outfield playing a little deep, especially in center and right. Three balls, one strike, one out. The base is loaded to Thomas Tsujesi. What will he do this time? The pitch is a big swing and a miss. Full count now to Tsujesi going after a pitch that was upstairs. A fastball, maybe a baseball or two above the zone. He liked it, but couldn't catch up to it. Full count now to the team leader in RBIs. Time is called before the 3-2. Riders came back to tie the score last inning. It was just a one-run deficit. They again bring the tying run to the plate here. Down by four. One out. Bases loaded. Burke is set for the payoff. Here she comes. He fouls it right back to the netting. Thomas Tsujesi stays alive, getting under it a bit. A fastball that could not be more right down the middle. And he was on time with it, but just underneath. And James Burke just put it right down the gut of the strike zone. He really does not want to walk in a run. Three balls, two strikes. Bases loaded. Here's the payoff. He swings and fouls it away down the right side this time. This pitch more towards the outside corner. And Tsujesi still made contact, taking it the opposite way. Leaves the team in home runs and in batting average and in RBIs. Just trying to put the bat on the ball here or walk in a run or something productive. Another payoff pitch with the bases loaded. He fouls it again over the right side. Good at bat from Tsujesi, battling. That pitch back towards the middle of the plate. James Burke finding the zone here. Tsujesi has swung at four consecutive pitches. Three balls, two strikes. All three runners awaiting. The 3-2. He swings and misses a breaking ball bottom of the zone as Burke finally went away from the fastball. And he gets that breaker on the changeup, I should say, down below the zone. And strike three. Two outs. The inning will continue, but it won't be James Burke who will finish it. Josh Hatcher will face Lake Bacher, a right-hander out of the San Antonio bullpen. Will Frisco squander the bases loaded, or can Josh Hatcher come up with a clutch base hit? 5-1 San Antonio in the third inning. Two down. We continue after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Bases loaded for the Rough Riders with two down. Lake Bacher comes in with his 3.6 ERA, his 25th appearance of the season for the San Antonio Missions. It was bases loaded and one out. And nobody out for the Rough Riders, but a fly out from Evan Carter and a strikeout of Thomas Tsujesi. And now it's up to Josh Hatcher in the third inning. Still a lot of game, even if the Rough Riders don't get any runs here, but it would be be a big opportunity missed if Hatcher and the Rough Riders cannot score at least one run here. Bases loaded. Bacher ready to go with two down. His first pitch to Hatcher is swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and in corner. It was a strike. And Hatcher went for it. Swings over it. He homered last inning to lead off the frame. It was the only run the Rough Riders got. That tied the score at 1-1, and then San Antonio got four the next half inning. The 0-1. Hatcher fouls it back, caroming off the catcher Siegel, and it's 0-2. It was his fourth home run of the year when Josh Hatcher went yard to dead center. 108 miles an hour off the bat, but now he has to face a new pitcher fresh out of the pen. A guy he has not seen, Blake Bacher. Bases loaded, but the 0-2 pitch. A check swing, it was outside. He did not go, they appealed, but he held back, and ball one. Jax Biggers led off this inning with a single. He has been on the base paths for a long time, awaiting a pitching change and four plate appearances in the meantime. The 1-2 pitch to Josh Hatcher. He swings and a ground ball up the middle. Jackson Merrill right there. The shortstop throws to first. The inning is over, and the Riders go scoreless in the third, leaving the bases loaded. One hit, two walks, and no runs for Frisco. And we're done with three innings. It's the Missions 5 and the Rough Riders 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Well, it was a very fortuitous third inning for the San Antonio Missions. It was an inning pregnant with opportunities for both teams. Both the Missions and the Rough Riders had three at-bats with the bases loaded. The Missions cashed in for four runs, and the Rough Riders went scoreless. And now it's 5-1. San Antonio in front. Jackson Merrill leads off for the Missions as we enter the fourth inning. Through three frames from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the San Antonio Missions with 5 runs on 5 hits, no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with 1 run on 2 hits and no errors. Nick Krauth remains in the ballgame for the Rough Riders. His start goes into the fourth. His first pitch to Merrill is outside. And ball one. Merrill had a really nice bunt single last inning. Second batter of the frame in what turned out to be a 4-run inning. A breaking ball hits high and shallow into right field. Jax Biggers drifts back into the grass, and the second baseman puts up his black glove. It hits the webbing, and there's the first out of the inning. First time that Merrill's been retired today. His third plate appearance. And now Juan Fernandez will climb in with one away in the top of the fourth. 5-1 San Antonio here in this fourth game of the series. A 2-1 series lead for the Riders. Krauth winds and delivers. He misses the upper inside corner of the breaking ball. And it's 1-0. Fernandez, the native of Valencia, Venezuela, has the 1-0 pitch. He cuts on and misses it. He doubled and singled today for an RBI with a double back in the third inning down the left field line. A 1-1 pitch. He fouls it right back, and the 24-year-old now has a 1-2 count. Seventh year of the San Diego Padres organization, which age makes him sound like a veteran, and to a certain degree he is, but again, still only 24 years old, so he's below average for a Double-A baseball player. Reaching Double-A soon after COVID. The 1-2, Fernandez watches it just outside. A heady take from Juan Fernandez, trying to expand the zone a bit with two strikes, but he saw that was a ball. The 2-2, he flies it to the right side, it'll go foul. And it lands about 10 rows back into the stands. One out in the inning and nobody on. San Antonio leading 5-1. Outfield shifts over to the left side against Fernandez. The 2-2. A slider hit towards left field and hard. Zavala stays that way. He was playing deep. He makes the catch. And there's two outs. A line drive towards Zavala. Had to move a few steps over towards the gap, but he was in good position. Two quick outs for Nick Kraut, and now Daniel Johnson is his next opponent. Johnson 0 for 2 today. To the left-hand batter, the first pitch is inside, and ball one. Johnson broke a tie on Wednesday. There were three guys in the missions with 13 doubles. He's now the team leader with his 14th. 1-0, caught on and missed. It's 1-1. He also broke a tie yesterday in stolen bases. Got his 17th to take the team lead in that category. Also has six home runs to lead the roster. 1-1 offering is thwacked down the right side. Slicing towards the line, it lands a fair ball. It one hops the fence. Johnson scoots towards second base. The throw in from Strom is not in time. And Daniel Johnson stands at second base with a two-out double. Doubles. He just took the team lead earlier this series. Now has his 15th of the season for San Antonio. Marcos Castagnon is next. He has a double of his own. Just his second of the season for a guy who joined the team recently. Doubled for an RBI to take the lead back in the first inning. Right-hand hitter climbs in against Krauf. The right-hand pitcher trying to put a zero on the board this inning. His first pitch is down the middle and strike one. San Antonio went scoreless in the second inning, a 1-2-3 frame, but Krauf did allow a run in the first and four runs in the third. 70 pitches on the night for Nick Krauf. Time is called by the batter, Castagnon. There's nobody throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen, so Krauf will be able to get through this inning, it seems. It may be his last. Again, 70 pitches, 71 now on the day. Next toss to Castagnon is just below the knees, and the count levels at 1-1. The wind blowing softly in from center field, but the outfield plays very deep. And Marcos Castagnon, a double and a walk on the day for him. A 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, he hits hard down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Gets to the warning track and actually hits the wall. Castagnon digs for second. The throw in there is just a bit late. He goes in standing. It's an RBI double for Marcos Castagnon. A pair of two-out, two-baggers for the missions. And they put an extra run on the board in the fourth inning. Miles an hour off the bat of Marcos Castagnon. Turning around his slider up and in, and he was able to barrel it to the left field wall. And Aaron Zavala played it off the fence. He was playing deep, trying to go no doubles, essentially. And it still got past him to the fence. Brandon Valenzuela, the hitter. He takes the first pitch. It is off the outside corner and a ball. A few Rough Riders relievers started to get up and walking around out of the bullpen as we continue in the fourth inning. 6-1 San Antonio. 1-0 pitch to Valenzuela. Is a bit tight to his wrist and ball two. Nick Krauf got the first two guys out this inning, but the next two have doubled. Day rife with extra base hits for the missions. They had two doubles last inning as well. And one back in the first. Valenzuela swings in the next pitch. A grounder back to Krauf. He fields on the second hop and throws softly to first. There's the inning. Back-to-back two-out doubles for the missions. Puts a run on the board. They leave one stranded in scoring position, but do get a run to extend the lead. 6-1 San Antonio through three and a half innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Lake Bacher remains in the ballgame for the San Antonio Missions after helping get out of the bases loaded jam against the Rough Riders last inning. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Riders trail 6-1, unable to get any runs last inning, even though the bases were loaded with nobody out. And thus, a 6-1 deficit. Kellen Strawn, the first batter against Lake Bacher. The inning begins with a ball in the dirt and ball one. Jax Biggers singled to lead off last inning, and then Aaron Zavala and Luis Angel Acuna walked, but then fly out, strike out, ground out, and the inning concluded with a zero on the board. And to add insult to injury, San Antonio came back with another run their next half inning to make it a 6-1 lead for the Missions. 1-0 pitch is on the low inside corner and strike one to Kellen Strong. The good news for the Rough Riders is they have a series lead this week over San Antonio, but they're looking for a series win, something they haven't done a lot recently. The 1-1 toss is grounded to the left side, foul. Frisco just has two series victories this season, and it's been 2 months exactly since their last. May 21st was the last time Frisco ended a week with a series win in their pocket. They were at home against Amarillo 2 months ago to the day, and have not won a series since then. 1-2 offering to Strom is hit high to right field, foul, and stays a 1-2 count to the leadoff man here in the fourth inning. The good news is there weren't a lot of series losses either in the last 2 months. There's been a lot of series splits. So Frisco has held water and held way, been able to stay afloat a bit, but not gained ground in the standings. The 1-2 pitch to Kellen Strom is fouled right back to the netting. Frisco 9-9 in the second half, third place in the Southern Division. Been a lot of games to go in the second half. The last time these two teams played against each other was a series split. Just towards the end of June, crossed into July 3rd was the finale. 3-3 that week went in San Antonio. The 1-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. A breaking ball, he lifts to center field, fairly hard hit. Daniel Johnson jogging to the right center gap. He has time, catches it. And Kellen Strom is put away and a long at-bat, but it ends in and out. And David Garcia is next for the Rough Riders with the bases empty. One out for the Riders, trailing 6-1 in the fourth inning. When Frisco split that series in San Antonio about 2.5 weeks ago, it was the fourth consecutive series in which the Frisco Rough Riders went 3-3 against their opponent. Garcia swings of the first pitch, a line drive right side, base hit. Lands in front of Howell, the right fielder, and David Garcia has another base hit. Had one yesterday as well, and now singles today. And his return to the lineup, his first hit yesterday since April 20th, and now he rebounds for another one today. Missed a lot of time with that broken bone in his hand, and now has hits in back-to-back games. It was Wednesday, I should say. Went 1-for-4 with that single his last at-bat. Scott Capers, the batter. He hits one high in the air and shallow left center. Got jammed. A pop-up. And Howell coming over, I should say, Farmer. And the left fielder makes the catch. And Scott Capers retired on the first pitch. Jax Biggers is next, who led off last inning with a single and was stranded at third. David Garcia at first base after his single, but there are two outs, 6-1 San Antonio in the fourth inning. When Frisco split that series against the Missions, their most recent series against each other, fourth straight series that Frisco split, that was the most in recorded franchise history. They never split four in a row before. First pitch to Biggers is high and in. Almost got him on the shoulder. 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball. Never in recorded history have they split four in a row. And not only did they do that, they split the next series as well. Got to five series in a row. No losses, no wins. There's 3-3 every time. The 1-0 to Biggers is outside, ball two. We knew that streak would come to an end in the most recent series. We knew it before the series even began. Barring a cancellation of a game. It was just a three-game series against Amarillo. And you can't really split a three-game series. Frisco went 1-2 against Amarillo, and the streak came to a close. The 2-0 pitch to Jax Biggers. He takes it down the middle, a bit low on the zone, but it was a strike. And it's now 2-1 to the left-hand hitter. Two down, a runner on first for Frisco. Two balls and one strike to the Arkansas product. And Jax Biggers throw over to first, but Garcia wasn't taking too big of a lead, and he's back easily in time. The wind picking up a little bit, but not too hard most of this day, coming in softly from center field. Here's the 2-1 offering to Jax Biggers. It is inside, and he's had three balls and a strike. Second baseman in today's game, Biggers, will be followed by Aaron Zavala, who hopes to get a plate appearance this inning. But there are two outs. Three balls and a strike to Biggers. Lake Bacher comes back home with a pitch. And it is outside on a tailing fastball. And a two-out walk to Jax Biggers. Zavala will get a chance here in the fourth inning. Biggers has reached base both times today. And Zavala, who walked last inning, as an RBI opportunity. Difficult third inning for the Rough Riders. Again, both teams at three at-bats with the bases loaded. San Antonio plated four runs. Frisco did not get any. Three straight at-bats. Bases loaded. Didn't advance anybody. First pitch to Zavala. It is outside. He was the one standing at second base that entire stretch. Saw a fly ball to left that wasn't deep enough to score a run. Then a strikeout and then a ground out. And Zavala was stranded at second with the bases loaded last inning. Now he's at the plate trying to get a two-out RBI. A 1-0 pitch to Zavala. He's on the low outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. The good news for Zavala, the trend has been strong. He has a two-out RBI all three games this series. None yet today. Trying to do that right here. Two men on and two outs. 1-1 pitch to Aaron Zavala. He checked his swing. It was on the outside corner, though, for strike two. 1-2. Zavala has hit well with two outs and runners in scoring position this season. 10-for-28 this year. He calls time before the two-strike pitch. 10-for-28. It's a really good number for Zavala, but he does have two strikes on him and a tough opportunity against Lake Bacher to get the RBI, but he's got a chance here. Down 6-1 in the fourth inning. Here comes Lake Bacher. It is high. Two balls and two strikes. Luis Angel Acuna on deck. He hopes for a chance for this inning to continue. Zavala shows the bat to Lake Bacher. Now puts it over his shoulder and readies for the 2-2. Bacher kicks. It's high and outside. Three balls and two strikes. The breaking ball that popped out of the hand of Lake Bacher, and now he's one ball away from loading the bases. Zavala walked last inning, and Bacher came into the game a few batters later. This is the first time they've met today. Three balls, two strikes, two on. Crowd waiting for something to cheer about here on this Friday evening. The payoff pitch, is swung on, slashed, foul over the left side. David Garcia, the runner at second for the Rough Riders. Jax Biggers is the trail runner. He's at first. Still a lot of game here, just the fourth inning in Frisco. The Rough Riders have done well to set the table for some runs scored, but have not cashed in. Just a solo home run, the only time they have scored. But left the bases loaded last inning. Two aboard this inning. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Lake Bacher is sent with his glove next to his cheek. Here's the payoff. It is outside, and the bases are loaded. Aaron Zavala draws another walk, his second in as many innings. And it is up to Luis Angel Acuna to cash in with the bases juiced. And David Bryan, the athletic trainer, walks out of the dugout to check on Lake Bacher. Apparently something that matters, some sort of sign that they want to make sure is okay. There is some activity in the Mission's bullpen. The right-hander Efrain Contreras, who's normally a starter but is not slated to start any of these games this week, is warming up in the bullpen. David Bryan, the trainer, has a fairly brief conversation with Lake Bacher and then walks off the mound. Bacher came in last inning and got the final out, stranding the bases loaded. And this inning had two outs and just a runner at first, but has since walked back-to-back hitters. And apparently will stay in this ballgame and face Luis Angel Acuna. Bases loaded for the second consecutive inning. Tying run on deck for the Rough Riders. They don't need it all in one swing, but a little base hit could score a couple. Outfield playing a step deep, infield playing back. Two outs, bases juiced. Lake Bacher ready to go against Acuna. He starts him off with a breaking ball swung on and missed. 0-1 to Acuna. Walked last inning, was the third batter to reach, was stranded at first base. He's 0-1 with the ground out. No balls and one strike from Bacher. He sat for the pitch, and here she comes. A check swing. It was up in the zone. They appeal a no swing and a pitch that may have been a strike. And it is not called one, either called or on the swing. It's now 1-1. 47 RBIs this season for Acuna. He could get near or at the 50 RBI mark. Just trying to put it in play or draw a walk. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball just outside. Again, they'll appeal, but he wasn't really all that close to going around. 2-1. 2-for-4 yesterday with a 2-RBI single. Poked one up the middle to score a couple runs. He would love to do something similar here. Infield shifted a bit to the left. The 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled right back towards us. And it's a bit above us here in the press box. It's 2-2. Bases juiced for the Rough Riders. Garcia at third. Jax Biggers the runner at second. Aaron Zavala at first. The Rough Riders do not want to strand the bases loaded two consecutive innings, but they're one strike away from doing so. Two outs, and here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled right back again towards us. This one just shy of us in the press box. He went just above us and just below us.
That means the next one's right to us, right?
Either that or he straightens it out into shallow center for a 2-RBI single. That's... Which one would you prefer?
I'd prefer he puts one off the Embassy Suites.
Okay. That's a deep home run to straightaway center. I'll take it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball toward second. Ripken Reyes right there. Castillon. He throws to Reyes. There's the inning. And the Rough Riders leave the bases loaded. Two straight innings. No runs across for the Rough Riders on one hit, two walks. And it's still a 6-1 deficit for Frisco. Through four complete innings. On to the fifth, Zach Bigley has the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-4444. 8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders trailing the San Antonio Missions by a score of 6-1. Corey Howell, Chandler Siegel, and Justin Farmer, the three due up for the San Antonio Missions against a new left-hander on the mound for Frisco. It's Danny Duffy who takes over. Duffy, who we saw featured with our Lone Star Vision Spotlight, a wonderful story put together by Josh. Now Duffy deals with Corey Howell in the seventh spot of the order in the first pitch. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball down low and inside. It's 0-1. Danny Duffy, I mean, you hear all about longtime Major League veterans coming to the minor leagues and being positive influences on the young kids and being really great for the clubhouse. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Inside, it's one ball and one strike, and it's almost at this point become a bit of a cliche. But Danny Duffy, you have one conversation with him, and you just walk away in awe of the person that he is and the guy that he has been for this clubhouse. I mean, it has been really, really cool. The 1-1. Strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. He talked earlier when he first got here about how Jeff Supon was such a huge guy in his time coming up when he was in the minor leagues. Here's the stretch in the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three, and Corey Howell strikes out on a curveball off the outside corner. But Danny Duffy has his first strikeout of the first man he faces, and Chandler Siegel makes his way to the plate. 6-1 San Antonio in the top of the fifth inning. And it was so much fun to sit down with him for that interview, to talk to him about his time at the AA level when he was coming up with Northwest Arkansas through the Royals organization and how that kind of compares to here in Frisco. Chandler Siegel, the first pitch. He swings, fights it off the fist, out to shallow left field. Zavala coming in, and he's under it to make the catch. Two outs. And then also talking in about his time in the World Series. And there are not many guys who you can talk to who have played in back-to-back World Series, let alone played big parts in those World Series runs. Now, Danny Duffy has made 9 career postseason appearances. Here's the stretch in the left-hander's bench. Outside corner to Justin Farmer, and it's 0-1. Two outs, bases clear, 6-1. San Antonio leads it. He has made 5 career appearances in the World Series. Allowed 3 runs over 6 innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. And he got to be part of a World Series dogpile. 2014 was an incredible year for him, coming off Tommy John surgery. A 2.53 ERA and 31 appearances, 25 starts. Here's the stretch, and Duffy's 0-2. Breaking ball low, and it's one ball and two strikes. As just a 25-year-old, he made his major league debut when he was 22. One ball and two strikes on Farmer, who's flied out and was hit by a pitch. The 1-2. Just outside with a fastball at 93 miles an hour, 2-2. Said pitching in a World Series is indescribable. The emotions and heart palpitations, and the crowd. Here's the stretch, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out off the outside corner, and Danny Duffy has an easy 1-2-3. Fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up. It's the Rough Riders trailing 6-1 to San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Efrain Contreras is the new pitcher on the mound for San Antonio. Bottom half of the fifth inning. 6-1, San Antonio leads it. Evan Carter leads it off. Efrain Contreras is the man on the mound, and the right-hander winds back and fires. The fastball eclipses the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1.
It's funny that they're bringing him in to face Carter, because Evan Carter's 4-for-5 against him this year.
The 0-1. He fights it off the hands, foul into the seats left side. It's 0-2.
Two walks and two home runs as well. So bring him in and, hey, go out and get the one guy that's absolutely terrorized you this season.
Trying to do it to him again here. The 0-2 pitch. And not to be this time. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down in the dirt for strike three, and there's one away. That turned out to be a good decision, sounds like.
Absolutely.
A one out in the fifth inning. Riders trailing 6-1. Here's Thomas Sajacy. Sajacy 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. A rare feat for Sajacy. He went hitless in three consecutive ball games before a two-hit day yesterday. First pitch. Checks his swing and a high offering, and it's one ball and no strikes. Contreras back into his windup. And the right-hander offers home to Sajacy. Swing and a miss. Busted a fastball inside on him, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, Sajacy has just been incredible this season for the Rough Riders. You run out of words to describe his offensive play. The pitch is hit hard on the ground, and that's through the left side into left field for a base hit. And right on cue, he singles. It's the first Rough Riders hit of the fifth inning. Fourth Rough Riders hit on the night. So JC, since May 1st, is hitting over 330 with a nearly 950 OPS. And he has been an absolute monster on the offensive side, leading the club with 13 homers. Third in the Texas League with 66 runs batted in. He's a runner at first with one out for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jeter Siegel goes out and visits Efrain Contreras to talk some things over. Josh Hatcher to the plate now. He homered back in the second inning, providing the Rough Riders lone offense today. Pull side shift, double play depth up the middle defensively for San Antonio. This stretch And the first offering to Hatch. Slips down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Josh Hatcher's home run was 108 miles an hour off the bat, 420 feet to dead center. One of the first home runs we've seen by the Rough Riders, I believe, this year to dead center field. The 1-0. Swinging a little roller foul to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. It's obviously not impossible to get it out to center field here, but it's 409 feet to center field here at Riders Field, and it can be a little bit difficult to get it over that wall. Here's the stretch. And Contreras, a long hold. The right-hander kicks and fires. Down low and inside with a breaking ball. Siegel stops it on a ball in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Of course, when you think about home runs to center field here at the ballpark, the one that comes to mind is Sam Huff's in 2021. 495 feet over the batter's eye in center field. It was hit in left center, and it went into the trees over the black fence behind the walkway behind the batter's eye. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Check swing and a miss in a high heat. And the count flattens at two balls and two strikes. Sam Huff then later hit a 502-foot home run over the trees in left field and off the base of the Amley Apartments building across the street. Believed to be the longest home run in franchise history. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Busted a fastball right by him, and he strikes out Hatcher, the second strikeout of the inning. Two away, and Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. 6-1 San Antonio will play in the home half of the game. Kellen Strom is 0-2 today. Looking for his first hit of the series still. Contreras looks in for his sign. He's got it. He fires. Breaking ball. Line back up the middle. Scoots off the hill right to the second baseman, Castagnon, who takes it to the second base bag for the final out of the inning. A hard line drive at 102 off the bat for Kellen, but it ends up being the final out of the fifth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Rough Riders. Top six is next. 6-1 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
And at the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, it's 6-1 that San Antonio leads it. I'd like to give a special birthday shout-out to Ryan and Kevin today, turning 30 years old. Happy birthday. The whole Wadula family is here at Riders Field tonight. Danny Duffy pitches to Ripken Reyes to start it off, and it's flared into shallow right field. Strom coming in, he's under it, and he squeezes with one paw above his ball cap. Fly out to right field, and there's one away. Jack Jackson Merrill stands in. Now it's 6-1 San Antonio. Day Duffy has retired all four he's seen so far in the game tonight. Left on left, Duffy delivers. Low and outside in the dirt, it's one ball and no strikes. Well, it's time to play one of our favorite games, of course. Danny Duffy, 34 years old. He pitches to the new 20-year-old Jackson Merrill. Danny Duffy was a freshman in high school when Jackson Merrill was born. Here's the stretch of the pitch, and it's outside. Two balls and no strikes. When Danny Duffy won the World Series in 2015, Jackson Merrill was a sophomore in high school. Maybe actually younger than that. Yeah, he was 11. He was in middle school. Here's the pitch, and it's on the inside corner, is strike. And it's 2-1. 6-1 San Antonio in the top of the sixth inning. Duffy stretches, and the 2-1. It's on the outside edge, a strike, and it's 2-2. All right, Josh, it's that time of the night. We look back at this day in baseball history, as we tend to do.
Love it.
We're going way back.
Ooh, in this 90s?
One. Yes, the 1890s.
That's what I meant.
1892. Here's the stretch from Duffy in the 2-2 pitch on the way to Jackson Merrill. Breaking ball inside nearly clipped him, and it's three balls and two strikes. All right, this date on 1892, Tim Keefe and Jim Gavin, two 300-game winners, both Hall of Famers, matched up in a game head-to-head between the Philadelphia Phillies. The pitch is on the outside corner. Strike three called. Jackson Merrill takes one of the knees, and Danny Duffy has retired all five he's seen. Two outs in the sixth inning. It's 6-1 San Antonio. Those two Hall of Famers matched up. It was the first time in the history of baseball that two 300-game winners matched up head-to-head in a game.
I mean, it was 1892.
Yes.
There's a lot of firsts going on in baseball.
The pitch is down low and inside to Juan Fernandez, 1-0.
But still, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It didn't happen again, though.
Oh.
Until 2005.
Wow.
Who are the two pitchers that matched up in that game, Josh?
Are they eventually 300-game winners or when they were pitching? As we win them.
Yep, they'd already won their 300 games. As the 1-0 is on the inner edge for a strike, and it's 1-1.
0-5. Okay, let me try to take one more pitch, and then I'll make a guess.
1-1 offering to Fernandez. He's hoping it's the final out here of the inning. And it's pop foul back behind home. It's 1-2.
I don't know. Greg Maddux and David Cohen.
Greg Maddux is one.
Okay. Randy Johnson.
The other is not in the Hall of Fame, but he has won 300 games.
Not in the Hall of Fame, but has won 300 games. Maddux versus... Oh, man.
Here's the stretch from Duffy. And the 1-2. Breaking ball down low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. 6-1 San Antonio here in the top of the sixth.
Jamie Moyer?
Not quite.
No? Okay.
Seven-time Cy Young winner.
Oof. Kurt Schilling?
The pitch is hit in the air out to left center field, sending Carter back a couple steps. He's there to make the catch. And there's the final out of the sixth inning. We were looking for Roger Clemens.
Oh. Okay. All right. I got one. I'll take it.
That's pretty good. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth next. It's 6-1 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Efrain Contreras back to the hill in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders have been held scoreless since the second. A solo home run by Josh Hatcher is the only offense tonight for the Rough Riders. They trail 6-1. David Garcia, Scott Capers, Jax Biggers due up in the inning. It's the bottom of the order. First pitch. Fastball high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Garcia, 1-for-2 today. Contreras delivers. Swing and a miss. Big rip from Garcia. And it's one ball and one strike on a fastball right down the middle. From the Ciudad Juarez native, Efrain Contreras. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went a little higher on the fastball up the ladder, and it's one ball and two strikes. Efrain Contreras dreamed one day of pitching for the El Paso Chihuahuas right across the U.S.-Mexico border from his hometown of Ciudad Juarez. He had tons of friends in El Paso. The pick. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs for strike three, and Garcia's down on strikes. One away, and Scott Capers stands in. It's the third strikeout in relief for Contreras. Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. He's 0-2 today. 6-1. San Antonio leads it in the bottom of the sixth. He would go over almost daily across the border and hang out with some friends in El Paso. The pitch. A breaking ball just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. But he always hopes one day to pitch in El Paso, and it works out because El Paso's the AAA affiliate of the Padres. So if he gets promoted, he'll be pitching in his backyard, the 1-0. Outside corner is strike, and it's one ball and one strike. An easy guy to root for in Efrain Contreras. Capers calls time with one out and the bases clear. Contreras is still just 23 years old. He has an ERA under 5.5 this year. The pick. Fouled straight back. Ball and two strikes. A big game going on right now just south of us in Arlington. It's the start of a series between the Dodgers and the Rangers. 1-2. Just high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Corey Seager just homered against his fourth former team. A go-ahead shot in the sixth inning, and Texas now leads 5-4. Nathaniel Lowe homered in that game in the first inning. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a foul off the catcher, Siegel, and then double tap. It got Chris Presley Murphy, our home plate umpire, as well. Well. That's a really fun series going on down in Arlington, especially to be over the weekend. When the Dodgers are in town, it's always a big series, but with the Rangers playing so well, they actually have a better record than the Dodgers, which is rather crazy. Here's the wind back by the right-hander, the 2-2. Check swing and a high pitch, and he was able to hold. We're full at three balls and two strikes. Nathaniel Lowe with a homer early on in that one. Jonah Heim with a sac fly. Same with Travis Jankowski. Payoff pitch on the way to Capers. Swings and misses for strike three on a fastball right down the middle. Fourth strikeout from Efrain Contreras. Two outs in the sixth inning, and here's Jax Biggers in the nine hole. He's reached twice. Biggers singled and walked. Single came back in the third inning. He walked in the fourth. Contreras looks in. He's got his sign. Back into his wine and his bench. Low and outside to the Rough Riders second baseman, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Andrew Heaney started in that game for the Texas Rangers. He went five innings, allowing four runs in that start. 1-0. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rangers are now into their bullpen, and Jose Leclerc is on the mound. See if they can take the opener of that three-game series. We're in game four of this series here in Frisco. The 2-0. It's just low of the zone with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's three balls and no strikes. Six runs, seven hits, and no errors for San Antonio tonight. The Rough Riders with a run on four hits and no errors defensively. Three ball, no strike pitch. Catches the knees, a called strike, and it's 3-1. They play Biggers to pull on the infield, the opposite way in the outfield. His single was to right field in the third. The pitch. Just inside, a free pass for Biggers. He's aboard with two outs. Flip the lineup card back over. It's up to the top for Aaron Zavala. He's 0 for 1, but he's walked twice. He's now walked five times in the first four games of this series. Left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Contreras, who's ready from the stretch. Biggers leads off of first, and Contreras fires home. Swinging a ground ball up the middle and out of the reach of the second baseman, Castagnon. Biggers around second on his way to third. He gets stopped right there. It's a base hit for Aaron Zavala. Now the throw gets away from the cutoff man, Castagnon, and that allows Zavala to move up to second. So two in scoring position for the Rough Riders, and seemingly out of nothing, two outs of the bases clear. The Rough Riders have something materializing with runners at second and third and two down with Elison Helicuna making his way to the plate. Base hit and E8, putting two in scoring position, and Acuna with another RBI opportunity. Acuna walked in the third. He's 0 for 2 with two groundouts to the second baseman, Castagnon. He came up with the bases loaded in the fourth inning and grounded out to second. First pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes, with Contreras going from the full windup with runners at second and third and two down. He's back into his wind, the 1-0. Low and outside of the dirt, two balls, no strikes. A quick throw back to third, and Biggers is just in there safely. He's just kind of jogging back into third base, and a quick throw from Siegel. Two and zero on Acuna, hitting over 300 with runners in scoring position this year. The pitch in, breaking ball fouled away back behind home to our right. And it's 2-1. The Rough Riders have not had a good time with runners in scoring position in tonight's game so far, with their lone run coming on a solo homer. They're 0 for 4 with runners at second, third, or both. 2-1 toss. Acuna fouls it straight back. It's two balls and two strikes. Biggers has better speed than Zavala, but Zavala's speed's the only one that matters. With two outs, they'll be off on contact. Great opportunity for the Rough Riders here. Contreras, a deep breath, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging upstairs. The fastball, and Acuna down on strikes. Contreras gets out of the jam, and the Riders have now stranded a whopping nine batters through six innings tonight. They trail 6-1 to the top of the seventh, where Josh Warden's on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Michael Brewer into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders as we take our way into the seventh inning in this game four of this six-game series between Frisco and San Antonio. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network alongside Zach Bigley, the voice of the Riders. I'm Josh Warden. Michael Brewer makes his 20th appearance of the season. He's facing Daniel Johnson to begin. His first pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 6-1 San Antonio. Johnson has played a role. He had a double to the wall back in the fourth inning to start a two-out rally that scored a run. Next pitch to him is whacked to right field, and that's got carry. Backspinning to the warning track, to the wall, and that ball's out of here. Daniel Johnson launches his team-leading seventh home run of the season. A solo shot to begin the seventh inning, and it's the Mission's 7-1. A whopping 107 miles an hour off the bat of Daniel Johnson, and it traveled 397 feet. Well, Michael Brewer had an ERA under 4. It will climb just over that mark after the leadoff home run to begin his appearance. After two strong innings from Danny Duffy, who retired all six batters he faced in relief for the Riders. Marcos Castagnon takes a pitch down the middle. And a strike one to the right-hand hitter. It's now the Mission's 7, and the Riders 1. Frisco has set the table several times to cut into the deficit, but has left runners on base. Pitches outside to Castagnon. It's 1-1. 10 runners left on base for the Riders tonight. Meanwhile, San Antonio has scored, whether they've had runners on or not. That solo home run right there extends the advantage. 1-1 pitch, tails to the bottom of the zone and underneath it for ball two. Two balls and one strike for Michael Brewer, right-hand reliever out of Hillsboro, Missouri. His battery mate is Scott Capers. The infield behind him is Thomas Ajayi at third, Luis Angel Acuna at short, Jax Biggers the second baseman, and Josh Hatcher playing off the line at first. 2-1 pitch is over the outside half, but a ball outside is called by Chris Presley Murphy, and it's 3-1. The outfield is Zavala, Carter, and Strom from left to right. They're playing fairly deep. A 3-1 offering to Castagnon. Is a ground ball under the feet of Brewer, snared by Biggers. The second baseman throws in time easily to put away Castagnon on a missile at 110 miles an hour off the bat. That was a harder exit velocity than the home run we just saw from Daniel Johnson. But it was on the ground and just barely missed the shins of Michael Brewer. And it was probably still traveling nearly 100 miles an hour by the time it got to Jax Biggers, but he was able to glove it and throw to first for the out. Brandon Valenzuela, the batter. And he checks his first swing. It was in the zone he went around as well. Strike one, and it's 0-1. One out, base is empty, and the San Antonio Mission's leading 7-1. That's why exit velocity and launch angle are important. Valenzuela takes a pitch low. As much as launch angle can get overused and bogged down saying it too many times, but there's one home run at 107 miles an hour, and then there's a ground out at 110. There's a difference there, and it's not the exit velocity. Valenzuela takes the fourth pitch for a strike. It evens the count at 2-2. So one run in on a solo shot, then a ground out. And Valenzuela has the bases empty. Infield shifts over to the right side for the Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuña playing behind second base with his heels just in front of the outfield grass. Michael Brewer slings in the 2-2. A late swing and a miss from Valenzuela. He's down swinging. And Michael Brewer picks up his first strike out of the night. His 17th K of the season in 25 innings. Now Corey Howell takes his turn at the dish. Acuña moves over into the hole at short. Been the regular shortstop for the Rough Riders. They mixed in a few guys over the course of the season, but mostly it's been Luis Angel Acuña day in and day out for Frisco. At two outs, the first pitch to Howell is on the low outside corner for a strike. Acuña did commit an error in Amarillo and then won this series, but that's his first error at home this week since June 2nd. He's had a really good stretch in the field. The 0-1 pitch to Howell is low. One ball and one strike. And Acuña flashing the leather, too. It's not just the routine plays, but he has been able to make some really impressive double play balls and running in on soft grounders, barehanding plays. Been fun to watch. 1-1 offering hits the outside corner. And now 1-2 to the right fielder, Howell. 7-1 San Antonio in the seventh inning. Game 5 tomorrow as we hit the weekend. The Rough Riders will don some new threads. The Quesos de Frisco uniforms, part of the Copa Knights. Noah Bremer takes the hill for the Rough Riders. Daniel Camarena for the Missions. 7-05. 2-2 pitch to Howell is just a bit low. And it's ball three to Corey Howell. Ball two, I should say. Two strikes for Michael Brewer. Here's the next pitch. A grounder over Brewer right towards Jax Biggers. The second baseman fields chest high, throws across. And there's the inning. A leadoff home run, but then a 1-2-3 inning for Michael Brewer. Daniel Johnson extends the lead with a solo homer at 7-1 Missions. And it's time for some stretching. Bottom of the seventh on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the seventh inning for the Frisco Rough Riders, trailing 7-1 to the San Antonio Missions. Efrain Contreras, still the reliever in long relief for San Antonio. line. He'll be facing Evan Carter, Thomas Adjacent, and Josh Hatcher. As we begin the seventh inning, 7-1 the lead for the Missions, game four of this series. A righty-lefty duel. The righty Contreras goes into his wind in his first pitch to Carter. He was at the knees for a strike. He struck out Carter two innings ago, to lead off the fifth inning and begin Contreras' day. The 0-1 is inside and low. One ball, one strike. But Carter has had the better of Contreras. 8 plate appearances, and even including that strikeout, still hitting 4-for-6, 2 home runs. The 1-1 is hit off the end of the bat, foul, rolling to the Frisco dugout. One ball and two strikes to Evan Carter. This is the part of the order that did not very well Wednesday, and then really well yesterday. Acuna, Carter, and Sajacy, the three. Acuna ended last inning, so he's the final batter of that frame. But now Carter and Sajacy coming up. Those three guys were held hitless on Wednesday, all three of them. That had not happened since April 11th, where Acuna, Carter, and Sajacy all played in the game and did not record a base hit. Fourth game of the year. But then the very next day, that was yesterday, they all had multiple hits. 1-2 is high and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that was more like it for those three. All top prospects for the Rangers. Top 15 in the organization. 2-2 to Evan Carter. A late check swing. It was in the outside part of the zone and strike three looking. And as much as Evan Carter has dominated Efrain Contreras this season, it's been Contreras' turn to have the upper hand tonight against Evan Carter. 2 strikeouts against the number one Rangers prospect. Thomas Adjacy climbs in. He's 1-for-3 today. Now today, I'm mentioning those three guys. After the hitless days on Wednesday, the multiple hits for each of them yesterday, it's been more in between those two today. Acuna, Carter, and Sajacy have all reached base one time each. So not their best day, not their worst. Frisco trails at 7-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The bases are clear with one out. Contreras works Sajacy. The breaking ball up and in. Almost got Thomas. He got hit in the head earlier this series. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's 3-for-12 on the week against San Antonio. 1-0 the count. The next pitch is over the heart of the dish and strike one. I'll mention some on this date in baseball history that had to do with some pitchers. Got another one for you, Zach. Here's the 1-1. It is fisted behind home and foul. 1-2 the count. It was 1992 that a particular pitcher had 13 strikeouts against Detroit. Really good day for him. Although he did allow 6 runs. Just 3 of them earned in a loss, 6-2. Against the Tigers. A 1-2 to Tommy. A late swing and a miss. Strike 3. Back-to-back case for Efrain Contreras. He has struck out 3 in a row. And 5 batters just in the last 2 innings. 7 batters overall. Contreras, normally a starting pitcher, moving to the bullpen. He has just dominated so far, getting 7 strikeouts of the 8 batters he has retired. No runs off of Contreras. And now Josh Hatcher, the batter, with 2 outs. The base is empty. Frisco trailing 7-1 in the 7th inning. Contreras from the wind, and his first deal to Hatcher is low and away for a ball. It was a 6-2 loss for this pitcher in 1992, his 8th loss in a row. I didn't mean to make this a trivia question, but you gave me one, so I'm just going to ask you, who do you think it is? I didn't mean it's not that great of a trivia question. The 1-0 pitch is hit foul behind home.
Do you have a guess? Can you give me the year again?
92.
I'm going to guess it's Randy Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't 1892. We picked exactly a century apart. You did 1892. I did 1992.
Man, baseball has been around for a while.
It sure has. Maybe in 2092. The 1-2 or 1-1 offering is swung on and missed. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Hatcher. How about that? 8 losses in a row for Randy Johnson. It is true that things got better for him.
Yes.
The 1-2 to Hatcher, a high swing and a miss. And 3 straight strikeouts for Efrain Contreras. He strikes out the side in order. And now 8 punchouts for him in 3 innings of work. Holy cow, Contreras having himself a day. Looking like Randy Johnson and not in that 8 consecutive loss stretch. Good work from Contreras. We're done with seven innings. It's 7-1 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the eighth inning from Frisco, Texas. The San Antonio Missions have the upper hand today as they try to tie this series up. 7-1 is the score. The visiting Missions on top in a Southern Division matchup early on in the second half of 2023. Michael Brewer and Chandler Siegel is the matchup to begin the eighth inning, a righty-righty duel. Brewer's first pitch is hit foul over the right side, looping towards the seats, and strike one on the right-hand hitting catcher. One run in for the Missions back in the first inning. The Riders responded with a run of their own next. And then it was all Missions. They've scored 6 unanswered, including a 4-run third inning. The 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. The storyline today for the Riders has not just been allowing a lot of base runners and runs, although, sure, San Antonio has, again, scored 6 unanswered, but it was the missed opportunities. Both teams have gotten a relatively similar number of base runners today. The 1-1 to Siegel is outside and low again. 2 balls and a strike. The Riders stranding the bases loaded in the third inning and again in the fourth, and then stranded runners in second and third in the sixth. Some missed opportunities. It could be a very different ball game. It's still time to turn it around. The 2-1 offering, a late swing from Siegel. It was almost the same spot, low and outside for the third straight time, and that time Siegel went after it. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leading off the eighth inning against Michael Brewer, who will also encounter Justin Farmer Ripken Reyes in the eighth inning. 2 more games to go on this series, and then that'll be it. The Riders and the Missions will not play against each other again, barring a postseason matchup. 2-2 pitch from Brewer. A breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike 3 swinging from Chandler Siegel. And Michael Brewer punches him out for his second K of the day. Justin Farmer is the next batter with 1 out and the bases empty. Frisco training 10 runners in the base paths tonight. Getting a lot of runners on. They've struck out more of late. 13 strikeouts in the day for the Missions, most of them recently with Contreras. Farmer takes the first pitch in the knees for a strike. Fastball, low part of the zone. Contreras striking out the side in 2 consecutive innings. And putting away 8 of his 9 outs using the strikeout. The 0-1 deal to Farmer. He went halfway around. It was in the zone anyway. Strike 2 from Michael Brewer. Now, Michael has put away 4 in a row, including strikeouts and alternating those with ground outs to the second baseman, Biggers. No balls, 2 strikes to Justin Farmer with 1 out. Outfield playing fairly deep. Aaron Zavala has consistently been in the vicinity of the left field wall tonight. Perhaps making some friends, the people in the InTouch Home Run Terrace who are looking over his shoulder.
Aw.
The 0-2 is a foul tip held on by Capers. Strike 3. Michael Brewer punches out 2 in a row. He got time out in left field. Might as well strike up a conversation, right? He's so close to him. He's been playing super deep out there all game. Yeah, why not? Right.
Oregon Ducks are friendly.
Some of them.
I know. So, like, what's he going to say?
I'm not going to say all Oregon Ducks are bad. Ripken Reyes the batter. With the bases empty and two down. First pitch to him is outside for a ball. I love me some Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Love is a strong word. I like Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. Me too. Have you watched Quarterback on Netflix?
No.
He's one of those three quarterbacks that's okay. Featured.
The 1-0 toss. Reyes fouls it back. I had a conversation with Justin Slayton recently about that documentary.
Okay.
I think Patrick Mahomes is one of the other ones, right?
Yeah.
Slayton said he was watching that documentary, and there was a play in which Mahomes in high school made this crazy toss, like, back at the end zone. He's scrambling around, throws out of the end zone. It was like this big moment of, like, look how good Patrick Mahomes is. The 1-1 is fouled right back to the netting. It's 1-2 to Reyes. And that was against Slayton's high school. And Slayton said, I have a vivid memory of being in the stands and watching that exact play and realizing how good Pat Mahomes was. And then I watched the documentary, and there was that play, watching Pat Mahomes.
Wow.
And Slayton played against him football and baseball. Not much on varsity against each other because they're a couple years different age-wise. But Justin Slayton remembered it.
He went to White House High School. Patrick Mahomes did. White House, Texas.
The two-strike pitch from Michael Brewer to Reyes. A late swing and a miss. Struck out the side in order. Michael Brewer put him away with a fastball outer half, and he struck out four in two innings. Three strikeouts swinging in this eighth inning. Good work from Michael Brewer. And we head on to the bottom of the eighth. Frisco has some catching up to do, trailing 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listen. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Copps enters for the San Antonio Missions, the newest reliever out of the San Antonio bullpen. Frisco is down to its final six outs in this ballgame, trailing 7-1. Kellen Strom leads off for the Riders, followed by David Garcia and Scott Capers. A righty-righty matchup. Kevin Copps beginning his day of work with a first pitch fastball just off the outside corner at 96 miles an hour and ball one. Great work from Efrain Contreras. He goes three innings for the Missions. He'll make Jeff Andrews happy, their pitching coach, striking out almost everybody. Ball in the dirt, and it's 2-0 to Strom. Contreras ends up with three innings credited to his name. Two hits, no runs, eight strikeouts of the nine outs he had. Just a fielder's choice. In fact, Kellen Strom was the only guy who got out without a strikeout. The 2-0 pitch is a bit high, 3-0. Strom a fielder's choice, and that was relatively good for what Efrain Contreras was able to do. There were also a couple hits. I mean, Thomas Ajayi singled, so did Aaron Zavala. Strom takes the three-ball pitch for ball four, and he draws a leadoff walk against Kevin Copps. David Garcia comes up with a runner on base, and the catcher, Chandler Siegel, walks out to have a conversation with Copps. As long as there's no double plays this inning, Jax Biggers will get a chance against Kevin Copps. They both played at Arkansas at the same time. J.
Jax Baker's playing in the College World Series in 2018 when they made the finals. Now, Kevin Copps did not play in that 2018 season. He was having Tommy John surgery, but he played in 17, 19, 20, and 21.
Now, the crazy thing is, if he was playing, he probably would have been pitching in that ninth inning in Game 2 when Oregon State came back to win it.
I wonder what would have happened.
Probably would have shut down the Beavers, and they would be champions.
They had a really good closer, Arkansas did. It was one of the best in the country. First pitch is a strike top of the zone.
That wasn't Isaiah Campbell, was it?
No, he started Game 3. Matt Cronin was the closer for Arkansas in 2018. The 0-1 to Garcia is a grounder left side. Two bounces, Fernandez fields. He goes to second. The turn from Castagnon is tardy. And Garcia beats it out to avoid the double play. It's a 5-4 fielder's choice. But it would be interesting. I mean, Kevin Copps turned into an absolutely fantastic pitcher. Golden Spikes Award at an ERA below 1 in 2021, going 12-1 in 33 appearances. And pitched for San Antonio later that season, made it up to the AA level his first year in pro ball. Just a couple appearances, two innings. Now in San Antonio 2 years later. Right-hander fires to Capers, a swing and a miss on the ball in the dirt. And it's strike one on Scott Capers. One out, one on for the Riders, down 7-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Biggers is on deck, and he could face his old college teammate here momentarily. They did encounter each other in San Antonio. Biggers grounded out. Against the right-hander, Kevin Copps. Isaiah Campbell made it up to the big leagues with Seattle recently.
They've had a ton of debuts.
A strike at the knees to Capers. It's 0-2.
Seems like every other day they're getting a call-up. Gabe Marlowe debuted yesterday for him.
Yeah. Campbell pitched against the Riders a couple weeks ago in in Arkansas. The 0-2 pitch to Capers. A swing and a miss in the dirt. It gets away from the catcher, Siegel, and that's able to advance Garcia to second. Capers is out since there was a runner at first, so no drop third strike opportunity for him to advance, but it does move Garcia to second on a wild pitch. Capers caves, and Jax Biggers will face his old Razorback teammate. Biggers finished out his college career in 18. He got drafted soon after, or right before, in fact, that College World Series finish in 18. Kevin Copps spent three more years in Fayetteville. Biggers at the plate, righty-lefty. Runner goes. The throw is outside. The throw to third gets away from the third baseman, Fernandez, and that will score David Garcia. How about that? He goes for a third, and David Garcia picks up the stolen base. He had not attempted a steal all season long, and then he swipes third and comes home on an error.
Get yourself a catcher who can run.
Yeah. Got good wheels.
Not only that, but against a really good defensive catcher in Chandler Siegel.
Yeah. Talk about unexpected plays. You're down 7-1. A catcher who hasn't stolen a base all season long.
With two outs.
With two outs. I had to check his jersey number. Was I seeing the right guy? He does pick up the steal and score. 7-2 the score. Pitch outside to Jax Biggers. And it's 2-0. So 7-2 San Antonio in front. David Garcia scores from second base on the sequence. Next pitch to Biggers is in the dirt. Three balls now to Jax Biggers. Now Garcia was 0-0 in stolen bases. Granted, his season has been much more abbreviated than other sample sizes. Just his 12th game played of the season. But still, not only had an attempted one, but steals third and scores. Next pitch to Biggers is grounded right towards the shortstop. Merrill Fields has time to throw to first, and he puts away Biggers. And that is the inning. A run comes home. Good thing for Garcia to speed around the base path, or else he would have been stranded. He scores, and the lead is a little shorter for San Antonio, but they're still up 7-2. Zach Bigley has the ninth inning when we come back in the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly takes to the mound for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. Frisco and San Antonio. And game four of this six-game series, it's 7-2 Rough Riders trail. Michael Brewer with really good work out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. First pitch from Antoine Kelly to Jackson Merrill is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Merrill is 1-for-3 today with a single, a walk, and 2 runs scored. It was a bunt base hit, his one hit today. Kelly, the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a little roller foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Antoine Kelly not in a safe situation, obviously, with the Rough Riders trailing by 5, but this has normally been his inning that he pitches in, the ninth. He's been kind of the high-leverage reliever for the Rough Riders this season. Former second-round selection by the Milwaukee Brewers in 2019. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. It's foul down the left field line on a line drive, and it's one ball and two strikes. Kind of an oddity, but he is now in the same clubhouse of the man that he was traded for last year. Matt Busch is in the clubhouse of the Rough Riders after being released by the Milwaukee Brewers. And then re-signed by the Rangers organization. And it looks like something has gotten loose. Yeah, ball's gotten loose in the outfield, and Evan Carter has to go grab it. One ball and two strikes on Jackson Merrill. It's 7-2 San Antonio in the top of the ninth. Antoine Kelly was dealt from Milwaukee over here to the Rangers organization last year. And after a tough season last year to finish it out with the Rough Riders coming up to AA, he's been really good this year. 1-2. Swinging a line drive, looped down the right side and foul. It's one ball and two strikes still. Kelly making his 29th appearance with the Rough Riders. He's 2-0 with a 2.78 ERA. 6-for-6 in save opportunities. A very high strikeout rate. 46 strikeouts in 32 and a third innings. Opponents just hitting 189 against him. The 1-2 on the way. Swinging a line drive to the shortstop, Acuna, who dives to his backhand side and makes the catch. Pretty play by the Rough Riders shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. One away in the ninth inning. Seven 2 Rough Riders trail here in the top of the ninth. Now Juan Fernandez stands in, who's 2-for-4 today. He continues to hit well against the Rough Riders. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball by him, and it's 0-1. 99 on the gun from Antoine Kelly. 46 career hits for Juan Fernandez against Frisco. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Fernandez playing in his 40th career game head-to-head against the Rough Riders. So now including today, he's hitting a whopping 311 head-to-head against Frisco. 0-2. The offering home. Just low on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. So now with Alex Spies up at the big leagues, Antoine Kelly's the hardest thrower in the Rough Riders bullpen. We just saw triple digits. The pitch. Fouled away right side. And it's one ball and two strikes. The Rangers are in action right now against the Dodgers. And the Dodgers have taken the lead in the sixth inning over Texas after the Corey Seager go-ahead home run. Unfortunately, Alex Spies did surrender the lead. Here's the stretch in the pitch. There's a fly ball and a shallow right field. Jax Biggers going back. It's Kellen Strom who takes charge. And the right fielder makes the two-handed catch. Two outs. Daniel Johnson stands in now. It's 7-2. San Antonio leads in the top of the ninth inning. So Alex Spies' second career game in the major leagues unfortunately does not go the same way as his first game did. Striking out three in 1 2/3 innings. He allows the two runs on three walks and a hit, does not record an out. And then Cody Bradford comes in. Man, it's a whole slew of former Rough Riders in this game out of the bullpen. The pitch on the way, it's in the air down the left side and foul from Johnson, who homered his last time up, and it's 0-1. Jose Leclerc, Brock Burke, Alex Spies, Cody Bradford, and Grant Anderson have all come out of the bullpen. They've also all come through Frisco. A one-run game in the top of the eighth inning there. 0-1 pitch. Just low, and it's one ball and one strike. Seven runs on eight hits and an error for San Antonio tonight. Two runs on five hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. 1-1 from Kelly. Breaking ball tagged on a line into right field, and it drops in for a base hit. Daniel Johnson with a single into right field. And he's now three for his last three. Three for five today. He's doubled, homered, and singled. Marcos Castagnon stands in. Castagnon has doubled twice, both producing a run. So two doubles, two RBIs. He's also walked and scored a run tonight. Two for three. He's been a monster in this series. Six for 14. The pitch. Low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Ninth hit tonight. We mentioned earlier that the winner in each game in this series, the Rough Riders lead 2-1, has had double-digit hits. The 1-0. Inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. San Antonio won off that mark tonight. The Rough Riders, after a whopping 10 runs on 10 hits yesterday, being held to just those two runs on five hits. Solo home run by Josh Hatcher and a stolen base for David Garcia of third and coming in to score on a throwing error. Well, the board says one error. It should be two errors actually on San Antonio in this game. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. There's a fly ball into right center field and shallow. Carter coming on. He runs it down, makes the chest-high catch, and the inning is over. So a harmless single against Antoine Kelly in the ninth inning, and it's still 7-2. San Antonio leads it to the home half of the ninth. Rough Riders down, but coming up for the final time in this inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning. Last ups for the Rough Riders, trailing 7-2 on what turned out to be a tough night offensively for Frisco. They try to salvage it a little bit. Aaron Zavala, Luis Angel Acuña, Evan Carter due up in the inning. Here's the stretch from Kevin Copps in the first pitch. The fastball down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Copps allowing an unearned run against him in the eighth. 0-1 pitch outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It's been a good night so far for Aaron Zavala at the top of the Riders' card. A couple walks, a single. One ball, one strike pitch. Inside. Two balls, one strike. Zavala's had a really good series. 6-14. Five walks, the pitch. A cutter on the inside edge. Two balls, two strikes. San Antonio got on the board first in the first inning, and then the Riders tied it in the second. A four-run third, really the biggest difference in this game for San Antonio. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball away at 94 miles an hour. And Zavala down on strikes. Acuña stands in. He's 0-3 with a walk. Riders and Missions will do it again tomorrow with Noah Bremer starting for Frisco. Stretch in the first pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Bremer will go against Daniel Camarena on the other side. 0-1. On the inside edge, a strike, and it's 0-2. First pitch tomorrow at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:50. It's Quesos de Frisco. Rough Riders will be wearing their Copa uniforms tomorrow. Copps ready from the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and a check swing off the outside corner of the dirt. Siegel blocks, fires down, and he gets Acuña to complete the strikeout, and the Rough Riders are one out away from falling in Game 4 of this series. A loss would even the series at a game apiece, and the Rough Riders would fall to 9-10 in the second half. Evan Carter stands in. Carter 0-3 with a walk tonight. Pitch home. Down and inside, one ball, no strikes. Now, so far in this series, the Rough Riders offensively have gone as Evan Carter has gone. Home run in Game 1, the Rough Riders won. Home run in Game 3, the Rough Riders won as well. The pitch. Outside, two balls and no strikes. In Game 2, when the Rough Riders fell 13-2. Evan Carter went 0-3, and he's 0-3 tonight with a walk. 2-0 pick. Outside, it's three balls and no strikes. Slight pull side shift on the infield with two outs and the bases clear. The 3-0. It's at the bottom of the zone of the knees for a strike. And it's 3-1. Carter entered today hitting 302 with 10 home runs. The pitch. Inside corner, a strike. 3-2. Riders down to their final strike tonight. Here's the stretch by Copps, and the payoff pitch on the way. Outside to Carter, ball four. The Riders not going down without a fight. Thomas Sejasi makes his way to the plate. Two walks today for Evan Carter. Sejasi one for four with a single back in the fifth. The only streak that has been lengthened tonight of note for the Rough Riders, Cunha, now on a 20-game on-base streak. Yeah, after his walk, the pitch is down low and inside to Sejasi, and it's one ball and no strikes. Yesterday, Sejasi reached on an error in which the pitcher fielded the ball and was running parallel along the first base line with him, and he underhand tossed it to first, but it went way over the first baseman's head. The pitch, Carter takes off, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Defensive indifference moves Carter into scoring position. I'm talking to Sejasi about that earlier today. He said something that really struck you as to how the, or I guess what type of player Thomas Sejasi is. He said most guys will kind of concede that that's going to be an out as the pitch has popped up into shallow left field. Justin Farmer coming in, and he's under it to make the catch, and the ball game is over. San Antonio wins it 7-2 over the Rough Riders. The final score here in Game 4. Well, Sejasi, just to finish up that story, he said, I didn't want to concede that out. I thought I was going to be safe if I ran hard, and it turned out working out for him as he got three bases out of the play. Well, the Rough Riders fall tonight 7-2 to the San Antonio Missions in Game 4 of this series. We'll step aside, and postgame is next with Josh Warden on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the series is now even at two games apiece. The Frisco Rough Riders trail early with a run across for San Antonio, and the Missions end up pulling away. 7-2, the final score. There have been no lead changes in this series. These two teams have alternated essentially wire-to-wire wins. In the last couple, there have been a tie, one team coming back early, but for most of the way, both games, it has been one team pulling away early and staying ahead. Again, 7-2, the final score. San Antonio wins it. Efrain Contreras takes the win, improving to 5-7. Although he wasn't the pitcher when they took the lead, they give him credit. After all, he did strike out 8 in 3 innings of work. Bobby Malachi got the start. He didn't go 5 innings. There were 2 more relievers in the meantime, but they give Contreras the victory as he was the most effective in his three innings of work. Nick Crowth takes a loss. He drops to 2-7 on the season, going four innings in a start, allowing six earned in the ballgame. Good reliever action for the Rough Riders today. Two scoreless from Danny Duffy. He struck out three. No hits, no base runners. Michael Brewer allowed a leadoff home run, but then retired the next six he faced with four strikeouts. And Antoine Kelly went a scoreless ninth inning as well. No Rough Riders had multiple hits. No Rough Riders had extra base hits, except for Josh Hatcher had the game-tying home run back in the second inning. A solo nuke to dead center, 420 feet, to make it 1-1. But San Antonio scored four runs the next inning and never looked back. And Frisco never did get another extra base hit. Set the table a couple of times, loaded the bases the next inning and the next inning, and puts two in scoring position a couple innings later, but did not score in any of those innings. Only scored one more run in the final seven innings of the game, and even that was in an inning in which they did not get a hit. A walk, a stolen base, an error, and David Garcia came home from second base on a steal plus a throwing error on the catcher, and that was the only other run. But by that point, San Antonio was out in front 7-1, and that just made it a little closer down the stretch. 7-2, the final score. San Antonio wins it and is able to improve now on the season to 45-43. They're in the playoffs no matter what, having won the first half title, and they're now 8-11 in the second half. Frisco is 9-10 on the second half stretch and 40-47 overall. Around the Rangers minor league affiliates, the Round Rock Express tied with the Reno Aces 3-3 in the 11th inning. Ryan Bliss is at the plate, former Amarillo Sod Poodle, trying to defeat Round Rock here in Texas. The Hickory Crawdads postponed due to rain tonight. Down East winning 7-4 over Salem. And Hickory actually did lose 5-3 to Rome. Looked like they had a doubleheader, only able to play one. And so those are the scores around the Rangers minor league system. In the Texas League action tonight, the final score in Corpus Christi, they beat Midland 6-3 at home. Arkansas beat Springfield on the road 4-0. Tulsa and Northwest Arkansas facing off at Springdale. And it's a 3-1. Northwest Arkansas wins it. And the other final game in Amarillo, 3-2, winning over Wichita. The Sod Poodles take that one. Well, that'll do it for us here tonight on the postgame show. Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, myself, Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow, 6:50, the pregame show, and 7:05, the first pitch. Daniel Camarena and Noah Bremer, the starting pitcher for the Rough Riders, and Camarena for the Missions tomorrow in Game 5 of this six-game series. Until then, have a great rest of your Friday evening, everybody. We got fireworks to take care of here at Riders Field, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 7:05, first pitch. Go Rough Riders. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!